How do you like to be? Number 5, Shane Elvin. And rounding out the batting order, center fielder, number 10, Marty Beckman. The starting pitcher of the Rock Band tonight will be left fielder, number 34, Ty Taylor. The Rock Band are managed by Bobby Crosby. And now the short lineup for your Arkansas Travelers. Leading off and playing left field, number 19, Tanner Turner. Playing right field, number 9, Zach DeLoach. At first base, number 2, Jake Shiner. At second base, number 4, Hayden Polkovich. In center field, number 10, Dave Marlowe. Playing third base, number 5, Bradley Unrow. Batting designated hitter, number 22, Matt Sheffler. Catching behind the plate, number 12, Dick Angia. And rounding out the order for the Travelers, shortstop, number 15, Patrick Brick. The starting pitcher for Arkansas tonight will be right-handed number 26, Bryce Miller. Your Travelers are managed by Colin Cowgill. Fans, if you missed any of tonight's starting lineup, you can check out the Kiko Country RV lineup board located next to the first base gate. Fresno flag, as assigned by the Texas Police Guard. Chip Freer behind the plate. At first base, Alex Nash. And at third base umpire, Mr. Ben Incher.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hard.
What did the man just say? Home and on the road. And yet lately, much more of the latter than of the former. The Rock Hounds indeed, as Mr. Nelson would have sung in a country song, On the Road Again. And for the Rock Hounds, it is 24 out of 33 on the road. They played a 12-game road trip. Of course, just a while back, Corpus Christi and Frisco. Then 9 at home, just concluded on Sunday with a dramatic walk-off win. And now the start of 12 more on the road, this time to the North Division for the Rockhounds. They'll face an interesting Arkansas Travelers team. We will introduce you to them, of course, our first meeting between these two ball clubs on the season for you and for me. And then it's on to Tulsa against a very good Tulsa team, team with the best record in the Texas League. Well, you will notice a new name when you get to the Rockhounds lineup, and we have been kind of anticipating this over the course of the year, but one of the top 33 prospects in the game, Tyler Soderstrom, has joined the Rockhounds. He'll be the first baseman tonight, one of the top three prospects for the A's, and again, just really anxious to get a look at a very young man. He's only 20 years of age. Tyler Soderstrom joining the Hounds, and there will be other additions. We'll tell you about them as we get set for this baseball game. The Arkansas Travelers have now taken the diamond here at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, and we will take you downstairs now for the singing of the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly at the twilight last gleaming, two bright and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the rampart we watched, rueful gallantry. And the rocket trembled, the bumper keeping it. It blew through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say of that star-spangled banner yet waves o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Star Spangled Banner this evening from North Little Rock. We are under cloudy conditions, by the way. It is really humid here in North Little Rock. I have not checked that. We'll check the weather for you. We have, I think, 88 last I saw with a heat index in the mid to upper 90s, so humid. And we have been under a cloud cover the entire afternoon, so the field is in shadows as we get set for game one of a six-game series, the Hounds and the Travelers, AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. And one of the Mariners' top 10 prospects, top 5 by some rankings, will get the start tonight. Bryce Miller, just his second double-A start, but he has been outstanding. Bryce Miller will get the start for Arkansas. For the Rockhounds, it's Ty Dameron. Road has been far more generous to him than home has. We'll see if that continues tonight as the Rockhounds and the Travelers begin their series. Bryce Miller, first pitch of the ball game coming up right after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment at only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And 96 is our heat index. Just double-checked on that with 88 degrees under cloudy skies. Not a whole bunch of wind blowing. What there is right to left and a little bit inward. This ballpark, the air is fairly heavy here in North Little Rock, so this is not a particularly friendly home run ballpark. The dimension's fairly deep as well. 400 is straightaway center, 330 down each line. Doesn't mean the ball doesn't get out of here, but it's not perhaps the most friendly home run hitting park in the league. Zach Geloff gets set to lead it off. Boy, you want a prospect matchup right off the bat, pun intended. With a couple of top six prospects for their respective organizations. Zach is number three by most rankings, certainly top five for all rankings for the A's, and as we said, Bryce Miller likewise for the Mariners. So Zach Geloff leads it off. He's the second baseman. Road trip about to begin. Stage one from North Little Rock, Arkansas. First pitch of the game is up high, and we are underway. 98 miles an hour on the fastball. Bryce Miller just his second double-A start. Zach Geloff, right-handed hitter, 298. First time he's been under 300 on the year. A swing and a miss, one ball and one strike to count to the Rockhound second baseman. Zach, six home runs, 32 driven in. Right-handed hitter with a stance spread fairly wide. Back right foot right on the back chalk line of the box. Delivery swung on, lifted in the air to right center field. Deloach is on the room. That's going to be the center fielder instead. Marlowe will cut in front of him. Cade Marlowe with the catch. Fly ball to center field. And it's one up, one down in the top half of the first inning. Devin Foyle to the dish. Devin is the left fielder batting in the number two spot. Devin Foyle is in left. Kyle McCann behind the plate, and he will bat third. Kyle McCann will do the catching. J.J. Schwarz will be the designated hitter, and J.J. will bat in the cleanup spot. J.J. Schwarz batting fourth. Devin Foyle at 250. Left-handed hitter takes down the middle. Fastball strike, and that was at 99. Miller with a fastball that sits easily in the mid-90s, but boy, he's cranked a couple of them up here, 98 and 99, to the first two hitters of this ballgame. Off-speed pitch is fouled away. And the count will go one ball, make it 0 balls, two strikes, 0-2. Logan Davidson batting fifth. He's the shortstop. Logan Davidson is at short. Tyler Soderstrom will make his double-A debut tonight. He's the first baseman. Tyler will bat number six, Tyler Soderstrom. Miller, a long look in for the sign. Catcher is in Chia. And Jake gives him the sign, and the pitch on the way swung on, lifted high in the air, left field this time, straight away. Kerwer is there, drifts back a little bit, and he'll haul it in for the out. So a couple of fly ball outs to start this ball game. Two men down for Kyle McCann. Bottom third of the Hounds order has Brett Harris at third base. Batting number seven, Brett Harris. Batting eighth is Shane Selman coming up just a huge day on Sunday. Shane in right field batting eighth. And Marty Bacchino will round it out. He's the center fielder. Marty batting ninth in center field. That lineup facing Bryce Miller, when the right hand is in the right-hander, has already served up some supreme unleaded in this game. Fires and finds the outside corner at 98, 0-1. Geloff, Foyle, and McCann up top. Schwarz, Davidson, and Soderstrom in the middle. Harris, Selman, and Bacchino. Round it out. Miller hands at the belt. Very compact delivery. A swing and a foul ball. Pretty much the same pattern. Throws a high 90s fastball followed by a mid-range pitch, 87 to 89. And in fact, each of the first three hitters fouling off that second pitch. No, Foyle and McCann did. I think Zach Geloff did. That was all of three batters ago. You know, long time. Yeah, great short-term memory. No balls, two strikes, nobody on, two out. Pitch, a swing and a miss, and Kyle chased one away. Again, pitch a little off speed, off the outside corner, and a swinging strike three. So for Bryce Miller, it is a 1-2-3 inning as the Hounds will go in order. We go to the bottom half of the first. We're at Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Village Car Wash score of the game. The Hounds nothing, and against left-hander Ty Dameron, the Arkansas Travelers coming to bat.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa. all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles. And you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Left-hander Ty Dameron to the mound for the Rockhounds. He will face Tanner Kerwer to lead it off. Kerwer, right-hand hitting left fielder. Zach Deloach batting number two in the right field. Zach Deloach in right. And Jake Shiner will bat third and play the three spot. Jake Shiner is the Arkansas first baseman. Ty Dameron, left-hander set to go. Kerwer, right-handed hitter ready, tries to bunt and comes up empty, and it's 0-1. Caden Polkovich is the second baseman, the cleanup hitter, batting fourth, playing the fourth spot. Caden Polkovich. Ty's pitch drops down to the dirt, one ball and one strike. Cade Marlowe, left fielder, batting fifth. Cade Marlowe in left. Riley Unroe is the third baseman batting in the sixth spot. Riley Unroe. Cameron set, hands drop high down to the belt. Backdoor pitch mounts foul. The count goes 1-2. Matt Scheffler is the designated hitter. He'll bat seventh. Matt Scheffler is the DH. Jake Ancina is the catcher. Ancina behind the plate batting eighth. And Patrick Frick is the shortstop. And he'll bat number nine. Patrick Frick at short. Here's the 1-2 from Ty. And it sails high and away, ball two, 2-2. So, again, this is the first look at the travelers on the year. It's Kerwer, Deloach, and Shiner up top. Polkovich, Marlowe, and Unroe in the middle. Scheffler and Chia, and Frick rounded out. Swing and a fly ball foul over toward the right field concourse. Get into a little picnic area down to that right field side of Dickie Stevens. And not much breeze at all glancing out at the flag, and it is barely moving. So it is warm, and it is really humid here in Arkansas. Pitch inside corner, called third strike. Kerwer will disagree once and now turns his head again. That will probably be the extent of the argument. Pitch just got there, down and in on the inside corner. Strikeout for Ty Dameron. Here is Zach Deloach. Deloach, the left fielder, and he's been fairly productive. He's hitting .253, has 9 home runs. He has 48 driven in, does Deloach. Facing Ty Dameron, 18th start of the season. Bends one just down, perhaps, one ball, no strikes. And you do have kind of a cool college matchup going here. Bryce Miller is a former Aggie. And Ty, former Red Raider. Pitch outside on the corner for a called strike. Had some movement on it, just got there. Again, Ty will not get into that 98-99 mile-an-hour range that Miller throws. Left-hander with the hands way up high, then they drop down to the belt. He kicks and delivers and found the outside corner again. It's 0-2. the velocity equipment may or may not be working. It said 38 miles an hour on the pitch. I really don't think so, although I'm not an expert. The one ball, two strike pitch, and that's low and outside. 2-2. A little sunshine breaks through here. Pretty much a big square shadow stretches out in all of the infield grass. Home plate and back in, and up toward the right side of the infield. In the shadows, the rest now in sunshine all of a sudden. Swinging a fly ball to center field. Marty Bikina drifting over and back near the track. Reaches up, and he's got it. Well, fly ball to center field. There are two men down for Jake Shiner. Shiner, one of the top power guys in this league. He has 12 homers, but 63 driven in. Shiner, a high strikeout total, fairly high for these days anyway, 86 whiffs. So he's hitting just .216, but he has been obviously very productive for the Travs on the year. Right-handed hitter facing the left-hander Ty Dameron. Myers has got the outside corner at the knees, 0-1. Shiner steps back out of the box for a very brief moment, now right back in. Stretch and Dameron's delivery, and that's down in and bounces away back to the screen. One ball, one strike. Maybe the lineups, there is one bit of a change, and by the way, it is by design. But Steve Scarsoni is managing the Rockhounds. Scar, a former manager of the Hounds, one of the good guys in the game. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-1. Bobby Crosby is on. Every member of the field staff takes a mandatory one-series break. I don't know if it's a full series anymore with the six gamers, but it doesn't matter. Bobby's here. Pitch swung on, popped high in the air, left side of the infield. Shortstop Logan Davidson camped under it, waiting. Boy, that ball got a lot of air. Finally into the glove of Logan Davidson. Should have gotten the stopwatch out on that. Man, that ball was airborne. So each team goes in order here in the first inning. And this ball game, this series, and this road trip are all underway. Village Car Wash score after one. Rockhounds and the Arkansas Travelers are scoreless.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
J.J. Schwarz will lead it off. J.J., the designated hitter for the Rockhounds tonight. Logan Davidson and Tyler Soderstrom will follow. And as we said, making his double-A debut. So here's J.J. now to face the hard-throwing right-hander in Bryce Miller's first pitch. At 98 is up and away just a bit. And one ball, no strikes to the Rockhounds right-handed D.H. Miller with a short turn. The delivery fires just down low. Back-to-back fastballs, both just missing to J.J. Schwarz. Boy, J.J., just the consummate pro since joining the ball club from AAA Las Vegas, hitting .333. Swings, jinxed him. I know that had nothing to do with the check swing strike, but that's one of the few times J.J. Schwarz has been that fooled since he's joined the Rockhounds. On this season, it comes right after I tell you what a pro he is. J.J., blame that one on your radio, guys. Swings ground ball, sharply hit, but at third, going to be handled by Unroe. And Riley's throw a little high, but it's handled for the out. So it's one up, one down here in the second. And here's Logan Davidson. Well, Logan may have set a brand new record for most distance traveled before getting doused with a celebratory Gatorade on Sunday afternoon. Rockhounds rallied back to defeat San Antonio, and it was Logan with a walk-off double to left center field that did it. And, I mean, they chased him almost to the right field bullpen. It was hilarious. Bouncing ball foul, it's 0-1. Logan has bumped the average up to .272, and he's just an absolutely perfect example of what to talk about. Just as you look at batting averages and trends and all that over the course of it's a long season. It's 5 months. The pitch on the way to Logan, and that'll find the inside corner. He's quickly down in the count 0-2. We talk often about guys who are struggling, if you're hitting in the low 200s, 225, whatever it might be. If you get to 250, use that as a foundation and build. It's a good thing. Logan, I just jinxed you right into a three-pitch strikeout. Logan Davidson swinging and missing. Foul tip held on to by Anchia. And it's two down, second strikeout for Miller. And here is Tyler Soderstrom. Well, double-A debut. Former first-round draft choice. Tyler Soderstrom has been with Advanced Single-A Lansing on the season. 20-year-old left-handed hitter stands in, about to see his first double-A pitch, and he looks at a fastball called strike at 99 miles an hour. Both these guys spending almost the entire season to this moment at the Advanced A level. Bryce Miller just his second double-A start, and Tyler, his first double-A at-bat, swings and misses. Again, that's that pattern, the fastball with upper 90s followed by an off-speed, relatively so pitch at 87. Tyler, high power numbers, high strikeout numbers at Advanced A, but again, he's only 20. Delivery is, called third strike. Well, welcome to double-A with a borderline strike and a called third strike. So a three-pitch, quick first double-A at that. There will be better for Tyler Soderstrom, no doubt about that. Third strikeout for Bryce Miller as he gets the last two batters of the inning on a combined six pitches. So after one and a half, we're in North Little Rock, and our Village Car Wash score, 0-0, Hounds and Trams.
Synergy Cinnamon Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
It'll be the middle of the order for the Travelers here in the second inning. Ty Dameron to face Caden Polkovich. Switch hitter, second baseman, so he'll bat from the right side against the Rockhounds left-hander. Polkovich stands in, first pitch, swing, and a fly ball right field side. Long run for Selman, near foul ground, not much room, and in fair territory. That ball came back a little bit, and in fair ground, he makes the catch. Polkovich flies out to Selman on the first pitch swing near the line and right. One down for Cade Marlowe. Marlowe, the left fielder, hitting 254. He's got some pop. 12 home runs, and he's driven in 58. He and Jake Shiner, the top two, at least among active members of the Travs, in home runs and ribbies. Swings and misses. The pitcher just fell right off the edge of the table, 0-1 the count. Ty Dameron's making his 18th start of the season, 9th on the road. He also has 9 at home. Swinging a fly ball to center field. The Kena, I think, has room. Boy, that ball's really hit hard. It's going to go about 390, but it's going to run out of steam right on the edge of the grass, straight away center field. 400 feet out there, and that got probably 385, 390 of it. So two down on three pitches, and the batter will be Riley Unroe. The third baseman. Unroe hitting just 200, four home runs, 26 driven in. Right-handed hitter facing the lefty, Ty Dameron. Numbers for Ty have been just home and road have been Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Dameron. He delivers down low for a ball. It's one ball, no strikes. Earned run average at home is 6.12. On the road, 2.56. Left-hander delivers, and that ball fouled straight back. Count is 1-1 to the Travelers' third baseman. No score, bottom of the second inning. And a cloud, I was going to say a cloud the size of Cleveland over the ball. Well, it was a cloud the size of Little Rock, actually, over the ballpark. Part of that is now drifted by. Swinging a chopper out in two long hops. Top spin hops to Logan Davidson. Makes the play and the throw. Unroll hustles, but he is out. 6-3 goes the put out. First ground out of the ball game for the Travs. So through two, both pitchers, six up, six down. Village Car Wash bringing you Rockhounds baseball from Little Rock. And through two, we are scoreless.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
So far in this ball game, 12 up, 12 down. Go to the top half of the third. Brett Harris, Shane Selman, and Marty Bacchino will face the boy talented right-hander Bryce Miller. Mentioned Bryce, who went to Texas A&M, went to Blinn Junior College, and had a good number of guys who have made the pro ranks out of Blinn. He was drafted by the Marlins, but not in a high round, and elected to go ahead and advance his college career, so he went to College Station and was very successful there as both a reliever and a starter. A lot of folks think that relief might be his ultimate destination in the big leagues, but boy, he has sure looked good as a starter in this one. And again, throws mid to upper 90s. He's hit 98 and 99 repeatedly already. Brett Harris is the batter. Brett coming up a big ball game at a four-hit game on Sunday. Boy, that was about as wild as we've seen on the year. Good breaking pitch called strike. Changes the pattern a bit there, does Miller. He starts Harris with the off-speed pitch. Boy, a very compact, very calm motion by the right-hander from Mount Pleasant, Texas. Bunt attempt. Whoa, coming right back toward us. Oh, ho, ho, ho. The cameraman didn't know that was coming. Oh, that is right next door to me, folks, and I'm guaranteeing he's got an open window, and he did not know that bunt was coming. And that hit on the front edge just below his open window by about 3 feet. And that, I know it was a bunt, but that was a reverse line drive. Welcome to the world of video. Backdoor breaking pitch stays up. It's one ball and two strikes. He's smiling, but I'll guarantee you that heartbeat is up. Yeah, it has to be. One ball and two strikes. Brett waits from the right side, way low on outside. That's the first pitch that Miller has really just flat not thrown well. He just yanked that one. Bright sunlight outside now. The infield almost entirely in shadows and the outfield almost entirely in sunshine. Left side of the ballpark is the sun field. Pitch to Harris, and he fouls it back, does Brett. It's still two balls, two strikes. Bryce Miller, born in Mount Pleasant. And again, basically, his minor league, and I should say, excuse me, his amateur baseball career, high school, college, all in Texas. Pitch up and in for a ball, 3-2, and that's the first three-ball count. That's only the second time he has gone to a two-ball count. Through the first seven batters is Bryce Miller. He has been really sharp. 3-2 to Harris. Brett, right-handed hitter. He's the Hounds' third baseman. Pitch swung on and missed. Got him to chase up and away. It was an off-speed pitch. Probably looking for the fastball. Got the changeup away. And a swinging third strike. So fourth strikeout, third in a row for Bryce Miller. And here's Shane Selman. Shane Selman on Sunday went 4-for-5. and was hit by a pitch. So he reached base, I'm sorry, 4 for 4 and was hit by a pitch. Had a double and 2 home runs, 5 runs batted in, and wasn't the ultimate hero. Late swing and a miss at a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. Of course, Logan Davidson won it with a walk-off, but boy, Shane Selman, what an afternoon he had. Since coming back from the injured list, he has really been something special. 0-1 pitch, takes down and away for a ball. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Marty Bucchino waiting on deck. No score, top of the third inning. And in fact, in this ball game to this point in time, 13 up and 13 down. Miller with the twist in the delivery, swing and a miss. What a nasty slider. And the count goes 1 ball, 2 strikes. Just his second double-A start, as mentioned. He's been with the Everett Aqua Sox, which is now Advanced A, the Northwest League. Everett Washington. Pitch, swing and a miss. Now Shane Selman out on strikes. That's 4 in a row now for Miller. And boy, he has, you have to give a little bit of this to his catcher as well, Jake Anchia. He is calling the pitches, as I'm sure he is. He has really called a really good mix of pitches. You add a little bit of an off-balance sense to 98 and 99 miles an hour, and you get just what we're looking at, 8 up and 8 down with 5 by strikes, including the last 4. Bucchino takes, that's a strike, and it's 0-1 at 98. So Miller, I believe, to 8 of the first 9, throwing the fastball the first pitch, and in each case, 97, 98, 99 miles per hour. 0-1 count, Marty waits from the right side, takes down and away. There again, pretty much that same pattern, that one 88-mile-an-hour breaking pitch away. Marty lays off, and it's 1-1. Number 9 hitter in the order, first time around, of course. Miller's pitch, got the outside corner. Really a mid-range fastball at 92, but it had some run on it, just got the outside corner. It was a nice pitch. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Outfield fairly shallow for Marty, although he can drive the ball. Takes way low on outside. Bryce Miller, most of his season with Everett is interesting. He pitched in the low A California League 1 game, and it was right in the middle of his stretch with Everett. I have no idea why that occurred, but it did. Breaking pitch away in the count 3-2. Second time he's got full here in the inning. But Bryce Miller is, simply put, too good, way too good for single A. He just flat dominated. And he was very good in his first double-A start. He's just having a sensational season. Swinging a foul back, 3-2. Overall, and again, it's mostly with Everett at high A, but 3-3 with a 3.07 ERA. 64 hits in 88 innings, 29 walks, and 105 whiffs in 88 innings. And he's adding to that here tonight. 3-2, Bucchino waits. And a pitch from the right-hander, fouled back. Marty actually had a good cut at that pitch, fouled it back. Count stays 3-2. Top of the order, Zach Geloff waiting on deck. Miller, a little tug of the rosin bag. See, that was it. Now he's got his glove. I thought for a minute he wasn't wearing his glove, and you probably want to go ahead and do that. He's ready to go. 3-2, second time. Marty Bucchino waits. Pitch, tempted, didn't go, 4. Miller thought he might have gotten the corner with that pitch. So the game's first walk, first base runner, is a 3-2 walk to Marty Bucchino. And here's Zach Geloff. Hounds and the Travelers meeting through Sunday. By the way, bless their hearts, Sunday is an afternoon game. And if I recall, so is the Sunday contest in Tulsa, which is really nice. It's also the second stop on this 12-game road trip. Pitch to Geloff, called strike. Tempted, didn't go. Pitch at 88. But a called strike. Zach, looked like he was asking for time, although not the full timeout. He steps back in, ready to go. Bucchino takes the lead. Pitch to Geloff. That's called strike two. Just got there. Man, 98, outside corner, with a little run on it. Miller, I know he just walked a guy, but he has really been sharp in this ballgame. Zach Gelof flew out to center field his first time up 0 for 1, down in the count, 0-2. Pikina, not a big lead, not going. Pitch, down and away. That's one ball, two strikes. Zach has mentioned, first time he's been under 300 on the season, went 0 for 5 on Sunday. Lost a little hit streak in doing so, got on base once, but was 0 for 5. 298 coming into the game. And again, he's still working his way back. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Pitch up and in for a ball. It's 2-2. And Zach Gelof was out for a long while. And May 27th through July 14th. And that's a long time. And he is looking at a set pitcher. Pikina runs. Kind of thought he might be swinging a bouncer foul at the plate. We'll do it again on 2-2. You have two strikes in the count to a really good hitter in Zach Gelof, and even if Marty Pikina had been caught trying to steal a base, Zach would then lead off the next inning. So it's one of the old adages of baseball. Two down in the inning, two strikes on the batter, and maybe nothing else going on. Try to jumpstart things a bit. Two balls, two strikes. Pikina the lead, set by Miller. Long set. Long set. Now the delivery. Pitch up and away, and that's ball three, 3-2. He got into his set very quickly, got the sign quickly, so he had some time with which to work before you worry about the pitch clock, and I think that's really smart on Miller's part if that was his intent. See if Marty Pikina might break off the bag. He runs on the 3-2, of course, and the pitch is popped high in the air, right side toward the right field line. Long run for Deloach, foul ground. He will get there. He's got it. Good run by Deloach in right field. High pop-up that was really closer to the infield than the outfield, but Deloach was coming in, had it in his sights, and makes the play. So the game's first base runner is also the first man left on base. We'll go to the bottom half of the third in North Little Rock. Village Car Wash bringing you Rockhounds baseball. Into the last of the third, we are scoreless.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
And our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia, we're going to talk about one of the great hitters of all time and a pretty short list of some of the great hitters of all time. So we come to you tonight from Dickey Stevens Park. And nice to see this ball yard again. I haven't been here, of course, as the case on the road in general, 2019. With the Travelers, and I forgot to write it down. I knew I did. Trying to remember when this ballpark opened. Called strike inside corner to Mark Scheffler. Matt Scheffler, forgive me, Matt, 0-1 to count. Matt Scheffler, Jake Anchia, and Patrick Frick to face Ty Dameron. Bottom third of the order, bottom of the third inning. Pitch drops low from the Hounds' left-hander. One ball and one strike. On the drive over from the hotel to the ballpark, you pass the what used to be the home of the Travs for so long. Ray Winder Field, great memories there. Pitch a swing and a foul straight back. It's 1-2. Venerable old ballpark, one of the oldest in the country when it was last being used by the Travs. Spot where the Rockhounds won the first outright championship in franchise history. 2005. beat the Travs at Raywinder Field. Pitch swung on, hard hit, left center field. On the move is Bikina. Will he get there? He will not. Ball will bounce once and twice. Base of the track, at least a double. Scheffler going to round second. He will come to third. Never broke stride, and he will get there with ease. And that is a leadoff triple for Matt Scheffler. Boy, he just absolutely laced that ball, and Marty gave it a go, but it was well by him and rolled all the way. It bounced just a couple of times before it got to the track, and Scheffler had three bases in mind absolutely all the way. Triple to left center field is the first base hit of the game, and the Travs in business, runner at third, nobody out. Jake Anchia is the catcher, hitting 224, but he has 30 driven in. Right-handed hitter is Anchia. First pitch by Dehrman, swung on, popped up, right side of the infield. Zach Geloff, two steps on the grass to make the catch. So Anchia, like Scheffler, Scheffler did not swing in the first pitch, goes after the first pitch, does Anchia, and he pops out to second base. Runner at third, one away, here's Patrick Frick. Shortstop at 229. No homers, 13 driven in. Matt Scheffler takes the walking lead into foul ground, of course, in the third base. Pitch gets there at the knees, 0-1 count. Field drifting back into shadow as tie comes set. Hands drop from high up, down to the belt. Delivery, breaking ball, fouled over into the Hounds dugout. And the count is 0-2. Hounds on the third base side of this ballpark. Mentioned 400 to straightaway center, 330 down each line. High wall in left field, and the short bullpen walls in right. Bouncer over toward the Hounds dugout, 0-2. This and our next stop, Tulsa, have almost identical stadium design in right field, in that the two bullpens are side by side, the home bullpen nearest the foul pole, the visitor's bullpen nearest the batter's eye in deep right center. Pitch up high. Frick was tempted. Didn't go, and the count is 1-2. And there it is, the short bullpen fence, very similar to back home. So about a 5-foot-high fence there. It's a little different look right and left field. Stretch and pitch by Dameron. Swing and a miss. He got it. Threw him a fastball up, and again, for Ty, that was 89 miles an hour, but Frick could not catch it, elevated that pitch a little bit. Ty has his second strikeout, and so a big batter now. Here is Tanner Kerwer. Last name is K-I-R-W-E-R. Struck out on a called third strike his first time. So a runner at third with nobody out now becomes a runner at third with two men down. And a swing and a miss, and the count is 0-1 to the right-handed hitting left fielder. Each team with a base runner, very different methods of reaching base here in the third. A walk by the Hounds and a triple by the Travs. The 0-1 pitch, down and in. Good stop by Kyle McCann behind the dish. That play will not show up anywhere in the box score, but he just saved a run. Way the wind is absolutely, well, when I say it's gone away, the flag is motionless, and we get a little breeze here in the press box, but there's very, very little wind. Again, field in shadows, pitch swung on, line drive towards second, glove by Geloff, he got it. Line shot, he had to just barely leave his feet, but leave his feet he does, and the line drive is handled by the Rockhound second baseman, and Ty Dameron, with a little help from his friends, and with a strikeout, gets through the third inning after giving up a leadoff double. But the runner is stranded at third base. And we have played three in North Little Rock. Village Car Wash score. Hounds nothing, Travs nothing.
After my first car accident, I feared the biggest damage would be to my wallet. I expected a mountain of bills and a long, drawn-out process. But my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent was there when I needed her and helped me get back on my feet and in my car in no time. Instead of a hassle, I got reassurance and a quick recovery.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation. At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years.
Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rock Hounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
Road trip is underway. Three innings in the books in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Geography is my life. Tulsa, Oklahoma is stop number two. Tuesday through Sunday of this week here against the Travs, and Tuesday of through Sunday of next week at One Oak Field in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Through three, each team with a base runner. A two-out walk by Marty McKenna for the Rockhounds in the third. A leadoff triple by Matt Scheffler for the Travs, but he is stranded at third base. Devin Foyle leads it off in the fourth and takes up high from Bryce Miller. This time with an 87-mile-an-hour pitch, so breaking pattern a little bit. Most of his first pitches have been fastballs in that upper 90-mile-an-hour range. Devin, left-handed hitter, takes a strike, knee-high inside corner, 1-1. So Hounds, no runs, no hits. Travelers, no runs, one hit, no errors in the game. Each team has left a man on base. Devin Foyle waits, takes, strike two, same spot. Kyle McCann and J.J. Schwarz will follow in the third inning in time asked for by Devin at home plate. 6:35 tomorrow and Thursday, and then a little later on Friday, Saturday. Pitch swung on, hard hit, but foul right field toward the stands. Boy, as we know, of course, the netting has been extended at all minor league ballparks, and boy, that would have been one of those line drives. I don't know, some foul balls are fun. That one would not have been fun. That was a line shot. 1-2 to Devin Foyle. Devin at 250, couple of home runs, 18 driven in. Has missed a bunch of time as a former Jayhawk here in 2022. Of course, in 2021, he was, boy, really kind of the heart and soul of the Rockhounds in a lot of ways. We've mentioned it. I was talking with Stephen Davis, the voice of the Travs, about it. As Foyle swings, fly ball, center field, well struck. Marlowe back, he's got room, plenty of room, in fact, and in fairly deep left center, will haul it in. Devin named captain last year, and every time I mention that, it really, very, very impressive, just his work ethic, everything he does for the team, and boy, to be out as long as Devin has after a very, very good 2021 season, which is where I was going with that. But he didn't play from May 15th to July 24th, so several guys who haven't seen much pitching over the course of this season. Here's Kyle McCann, struck out his first time up. Kyle, big swing and a miss, comes up empty. Again, mid-range pitch this time at 87, so second time through the order. Catcher Jake Anchina and pitcher Bryce Miller mixing it up a little bit. After going first pitch fastball almost all the way through the order first time. This one is the fastball, and my goodness, that says 101. That was 101 miles an hour, according. Well, of course, the velocity reading said 38 on a pitch earlier, so we'll put a little grain of salt with it. Delivery, backdoor breaking pitch, swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. And mentioned Miller, both a reliever and a starter, and both with great success at Texas A&M. A lot of folks think relief pitching is going to be his niche when he makes the big leagues. The 1-2 outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Baseball America has him currently the number six prospect for the Seattle Mariners. Mariners, of course, with a Luis Castillo acquisition. Boy, and Juan Soto goes to the Padres. Oh, my. Bouncing ball up middle. It's got a chance. Knocked down by the shortstop. Frick turns, throws on a hop. Can't get him. And we'll see how that'll be scored. I would think a base hit. We'll see how that will go. I don't think that's an ordinary effort play, but yep. And for Kyle McCann, now I can say it, that is a 14-game hit streak. Bouncing ball was handled back up the middle by Frick, but again, he was well behind the bag. He was on the outfield grass. The throw on a short hop, but Kyle made it close enough that that will go as a base hit. So Kyle McCann, 14-game streak. First base hit for the Rockhounds, just the second of the game. And here's J.J. Schwarz. Takes right down the middle, called strike at the knees, 0-1. Kyle was kind of quiet in the San Antonio series at home in terms of power after that monstrous road trip. But again, continues to get on base and get some base hits. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-1 to J.J. Bounced out to third, his first time up. Kyle McCann, a 14-game streak, and he's right about 333 in that, so that's a good solid stretch of 14 games of baseball. Stretch and pitch, swing, and a miss. J.J. behind the changeup, one ball and one strike. J.J., right-handed hitter, four home runs, 24 driven in. Short lead for Kyle McCann at first. One man down. No score in the fourth. And Miller's pitch swung on and fouled away a little bit behind it, but got a piece of it and stays in at a ball and two strikes. Travelers come in 46-50 on the year. They have really been up and down. They're 10-17 in the second half. Through most of the season, the pitching has been the best in the league. They're currently second overall behind Tulsa. Team the Hounds will see next. A swing, and that doesn't sound right. It's Wichita. Swing and a foul straight back. It's 1-2. But Trav's hitting was non-existent early in the season. Then the bats got hot and the pitching kind of curtailed. That is not the case here tonight, certainly with Bryce Miller. But it's been kind of a roller coaster ride of a season for the Trav's. Pitch up high for a ball. It's 2-2. They do have the kid we mentioned the other day, just by far the best pitcher in the league, Taylor Dollard, who has a 1.6 ERA. He's 2 points better than anybody else in the league. You see him on Friday. 2-2 stretch. Another hard hit ball left side. Base hit, J.J. Schwarz. My goodness, he is hitting the baseball. Back-to-back hits for the Hounds. Infield single by McCann. Sharp single between third and short for Schwarz. And that'll bring up Logan Davidson with Tyler Soderstrom on deck. Steve Scarsone giving the signs in the third base coaching box. I'll have to ask Bobby tomorrow if he's still here. Bobby's on his vacation, Bobby Crosby, but he's here today. I had forgotten it was supposed to be his break, and I asked. I texted him for a lineup today, got it back, and that was really nice. And then I realized, and I think it was Stephen Davis who mentioned he had seen Bobby, and Bobby had said it's his vacation, but he's, at least for right now, he's still here. Steve Scarsone doing the managerial duties here tonight. Only some of the good people in this A's organization. Logan Davidson ready to go now. One man down, two men on. Pitch to Logan. Hard hit ball. Right field. That's going to sink and drop for a base hit. Line shot off the bat of Logan Davidson. He will turn for two. That'll be an RBI double. Well, I cannot begin to tell you how exciting it is from the Rockhounds and, of course, from a Logan Davidson perspective himself because he has struggled offensively as a pro. But in the second half of 2022, I really think it is safe to say that to this moment in time, not saying what's going to happen from here, of course, but I think we're seeing the Logan Davidson offensively that the A's felt that they would get when they drafted him out of Clemson. And, man, that was just a line shot off an excellent pitcher. Logan has his 47th run batted in. Kyle McCann scores. J.J. Schwarz comes around to third base. Back-to-back-to-back base hits. And it's a 1-0 lead for the Rockhounds. Logan Davidson extends a nice hit streak to six games, but more than that, in the second half of the year, he is hitting .360 coming into this game. So he is hitting right about .365, .370 in the second half. Ooh, a little extra music going on. They've been flirting with that the entire time, and this time our home plate umpire and crew chief Jake Bruner will ask for time. Going to turn that volume switch down just a little bit quicker. Second and third, one man down, Tyler Soderstrom at the plate. Second double A at bat. Takes, called strike inside corner. Tyler, you're getting picked on, man. Four pitches, four strikes. Left-handed hitter. Catcher coming up. Catcher, first baseman. Infield in against him, left-handed hitter. Bryce Miller comes set and delivers. This ball is swung on and lifted high in the air to right field. He is going to be deep enough to score a run. He got under it just a little bit. Catch is made. Tagging at third and heading for the plate. They're going to cut it off. Both runners will move up. Tyler Soderstrom, welcome to Double-A, his first ribby. Sack fly, right field, well hit. J.J. Schwartz moves from third to the plate, scoring on the sack fly by Tyler. And Logan Davidson hustles to third. Towering fly ball. Thought for a moment it might have a chance to get out. But it was deep enough to score the run, and the Hounds lead 2-0. And now here's Brett Harris. Struck out swinging his first time, so the Rockhounds' consecutive hits from McCann, Schwarz, and Davidson. Sacrifice fly by Tyler Soderstrom. Swinging a foul straight back off Brett's bat. Count is 0-1. Tyler, by the way, with advanced single-A Lansing, had 20 home runs and 71 driven in. Again, high strikeout total, but he's 20 years of age. There's time to work on such things. Talent is immense. Swing and a miss. Boy, Brett Harris with a big rip. That's that 97-mile-an-hour fastball up, and it's 0-2. Tyler's strikeout in the second inning, his first double-A. That was his 100th of the season overall. But the RBI was his 72nd. And he hit a very solid 260 in advanced day. 0-2 now to Brett Harris. Logan Davidson taking the lead off third base. Pitch swung on and missed, and a three-pitch whiff. And, boy, that was back up to 98. So Bryce Miller goes back to the serious heat. Gets his sixth strikeout of the ballgame. But the Rockhounds put a couple of runs on the board here in the fourth inning. RBIs from Logan Davidson and Tyler Soderstrom. We'll go to the last half of the fourth at Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 2, Travelers nothing.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboys packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rockhounds 2 and the Travelers nothing. Ty Dameron will face the 2, 3, and 4 hitters in the order for the Travelers. Zach Deloach, Jake Shiner, and Caden Polkovich will face him. It was on this date, Pete Rose was one of the great hitters. Now, the Hall of Fame thing, I won't get into that. I'll just leave that to you. But certainly one of the greatest hitters of all time. And on this date, he fell one game shy of the National League all-time hit streak. And, of course, when you're talking about the likes of Pete Rose, it was a Dickens of a streak. It was the final out, in fact, in the game between the Braves and the Reds. It's a fastball strike outside corner to Zach Deloach, and it's 0-1. So Pete Rose missed the National League record by one game. Breaking pitch, foul back, 0-2. And, in fact, his streak is the third longest in Major League Baseball history. So, first of all, what is the National League record? You know, Joe DiMaggio, of course, 56 games. American and Major League Baseball records. What's the National League record? Hit streak, longest of them. Pete Rose missed it by one game. Had a streak snapped on this date by Gene Garber of the Braves. Swinging a foul back, and it's 0-2. Zach Deloach. Deloach, left-handed hitter, flew out to center fielder Marty McKenna his first time. Tied from the belt. Breaking pitch, foul back. Had him way out in front, but he got a piece of it. Hangs in 0-2 to count. Zach Deloach with 9 home runs, 48 runs driven in. Left-handed hitter, he's from the Colony, Texas. Second rounder in 2020 by the Mariners. Takes up and in for a ball. Got a ball and two strikes. Sure hope that the Mariners, that young star boy, Julio Rodriguez, hope he's injured. I forgot to look today. I know he left the ball game the other night. I hope that is not anything that's going to keep him out, but what an exciting talent he is. Swinging a foul back, and it's 1-2. Again, the Travs, the Mariners affiliate. They were a long time the AA affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Then went to the Angels for a while. Shortly after the Angels had departed West Texas, pitched to the corner. Boy, just outside. Ty thought he got him. Pretty good-looking fastball. That was 93. Just off the outside edge at the knees. Two balls, two strikes to Deloach. He leads it off here in the fourth. Now he's leading it 2-0. Stretching pitch by Dameron. Hard hit ball, and that is just off the glove. Soderstrom leaped and got about two-thirds of that ball. But it just eluded his glove into right field. My goodness, he almost caught that. That was just a line shot. Deloach with a great swing of the bat. Second hit for the Travelers. Both of them have been leadoff base hits. And now here is Jake Schiner. Popped out to shortstop his first time up. Soderstrom got so much of that ball by the time it got to right fielder Shane Selman, it almost stopped by the time he got to it. Pitch up and away to Schiner for ball one. One ball, no strikes. So the Travs have the tying run at the plate. Nobody out in the last half of the fourth inning. Swinging a high fly ball. Bikina going back. He is still going back. Does he have room? He does. Boy, midway on the track, Deloach will tag and come to second base. Mention Jake Schiner his last time up. He has 63 RBIs and 12 home runs to go with him. And boy, he really put a charge in that ball. It's 400 feet to straightaway center field. And Marty Bikina made that catch halfway between the grass and the wall itself in straightaway center, so about halfway back on the track. Advancing to second is Zach Deloach, and here is Caden Polkovich. Switch hitting second baseman, flew to right his first time. Bounces the first pitch foul, and it's 0-1. Asking you, what is the longest hit streak in National League history? You know, of course, Joe DiMaggio, 56 games, right? That's the all-time record. On this date, Pete Rose saw a hit streak go by the boards. It ended at 44 games. That is remarkable stuff. Polkovich bounces it foul. It's 0-2. He was one shy of a guy that, I know, it's so long ago, before 1900, but he was a great hitter. His name was Willie Keeler. His nickname was Wee Willie Keeler. And just a remarkable hitter. He had a 45-game hit streak National League record. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-2. So I saw that, and that gives Pete Rose the third longest hit streak in Major League Baseball history, 44 games. Just for, and this was my question, so I went back and looked it up, so I will ask you. I got it wrong, by the way. Fly ball, right center field. Selman closes the gap. He's got it for the out. Good read by Shane. If you don't get a quick jump on that, that might be some trouble. But he got a good look, good jump. Two men down, and the batter is Cade Marlowe. And Marlowe flew out to deep center field his first time. In Major League Baseball history, how many hit streaks of 40 or more games have there been? Major League history, hit streaks of 40 or more. You know there have been three. I told you about those. How many others? Total of how many 40 or more game hit streaks in big league history? Called strike to Cade Marlowe, and it's 0-1. Marlowe, left-handed hitter. Travelers, left fielder, 254. And again, like Shiner, he's got some pop, and both guys have flirted with home runs to center field in this game. The look at the runner at second, pitch well low and outside for a ball, and it's one ball and one strike. Marlowe with 12 home runs and 58 runs driven in. Okay, to Georgian, 6'2", 200 pounds out of Tifton, Georgia. 1-1 pitch, way down and away. Good block by Kyle McCann. He had to come way out of the crouch to block that in the right-hand batter's box. 2-1 the count. Mentioned Ty Dameron, home and road. The numbers have just been so remarkably different. ERA 6.12 at home, 2.56 on the road. The whip, too, walks and hits combined in innings pitched. Swinging a high fly ball left field. Going back and over on the move. Boy, and out of our line of sight, Devin Foyle, did he make the catch? Yes, he did. Just as he went out of our line of sight into the left field corner, Devin hangs on. So Ty Dameron is an equal opportunity employer. Flyouts to left, center, and right in the inning after a leadoff single. Second consecutive inning with a leadoff base hit for the Trabs. But Ty Dameron does not allow anything across. So we have played four, and after four complete in North Little Rock, our Village Car Wash score, the Rockhounds 2, the Arkansas Travelers nothing.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the Buy HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour. Schedule an in-person visit and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Top of the fifth, still playing at least primarily under Mother Nature's light. Stadium lights are on, but still lots of blue sky visible. Clouds have kind of rolled away after a very overcast afternoon here in North Little Rock. Rockhounds arriving early in the day on Monday. Bus departed on that 10-hour trip after a walk-off win Sunday. I kidded with Bobby, said that would have made that bus ride a little easier. Take about an hour off is the way it would feel. Pitch a called strike to Shane Selma on the inside corner. Shane a strikeout his first time up. Bryce Miller with a half dozen whiffs. But the Hounds got to him for two runs in the fourth inning, a 2-0 game. Backup pitch lifted high in the air to left field. Drifting in is Kerwerth, and he's got it for the out. Breaking pitch had Shane eventually reaching. It started down the middle, but it ended up low and away, so he pulled the ball high in the air to the left side and didn't get very far into left field. The pop out went away from Marty Bikina. Or Bikina, as they are. The reason I'm chuckling is he asked me, the public address guy did, how to say Bikina, and I told him. Been there, done that a bunch of times. Marty will walk his first time up. He's not having official AB, swings and misses here, and the count is 0-1. Hounds two runs on three base hits, and they came in succession. Plus the sack fly by Tyler Soderstrom. 2-0 score, top of the fifth inning. When Miller has looked good, though, deliver high and away for a ball, one strike. And Ty Dameron, nice job in the last, well, throughout the game, of course, six up, six down to start, but gave up a leadoff triple in the third and a leadoff single in the fourth. But the runners did not touch the dish. 1-1, pitch to Marty, check swing, that's a strike, and the count is 1-2. I'll let you ponder another batter or so here, but how many hit streaks in big league history of 40 or more games? That is stunning. When we talk about, for example, Kyle McCann has a very nice streak going at 14 games right now. And the longest, what was Darby's streak? Was it 33? Darby Myers had the wonderful streak in the 2013 season, which was about the only good thing that happened in July and August of 2013 for the Rockhounds, is Darby's streak. And I mean, it's remarkable. You have to have a little good fortune, but boy, you've got to be swinging the bat well. Pitch down and away for a ball that's 2-2. I mean, in a game where getting one hit every three times up puts you in the Hall of Fame, 40 games or more consecutively with a base hit, remarkable. And a swing and a miss, and Marty up and down on strikes. That's 7 for Bryce Miller in this game. Boy, he just elevated that pitch up. Marty out on strike, so 7 whiffs for the Mariners prospect. 2 men down with Zach Geloff to the plate. Zach has flown out to center and fouled out to right field. Well, the answer is 6. So in addition to DiMaggio, Wee Willie Keeler, and Pete Rose, 3 other guys have done it. Here's a swing and a miss, 0-1. You probably only heard, unless you know you're my vintage, you've only heard of one of the other guys, but Bill Dolan of the Cubs, way, way back, that was 1894. George Sisler of the Browns, that would now be the Orioles. It's down and away, it's 1-1. He was a marvelous hitter. And no, I did not see him firsthand, but again, historically a great hitter of the 20s. And Ty Cobb. Pete Rose, the only one that is really, I think, what we would call certainly the modern era, pitched down and away for a ball. DiMaggio, of course, that was 1941, and I know that seems like the Dark Ages, but not really the case. But DiMaggio, of course, that streak just, I mean, that's 11 games longer than anybody else ever. Amazing. Pitch swung on, and Geloff fouls it away. 2-2 to Zach Geloff. Bases empty, 2 down, top of the 5th. Joe D had the 56-gamer, Wee Willie Keeler 45, Pete Rose 44, Bill Dolan of the Cubs 42, way, way, way back, George Sisler 41, and Ty Cobb 40 games. A couple of guys have flirted with that in certainly the modern era, pitch up and in, 3-2. Paul Molitor, Hall of Famer with the Brewers when they were in the American League, hit in 39 in a row. And Jimmy Rollins, great infielder with the Phillies, hit in 38 games in a row. That one actually spanned 2 seasons, as did Wee Willie Keeler's. Thank you very much. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Geloff waits. Pitch, swing, and a miss. And he got him. Boy, Bryce Miller has really been impressive. Rockhounds middle of the order, producing, though, a couple of runs. And, boy, that is it so far in this ball game. This is the first of a 6-game series, and we are at the midway point here in North Little Rock upon arrival and upon start of another 12-game road trip. To the bottom of the 5th we go. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 2 and the Trabs nothing.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary, though not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles. And you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Rockhounds 2 and the Travelers nothing as we go to the bottom half of the 5th inning. Ty Dameron will face the 6, 7, and 8 hitters. Riley Unruh leads it off. Matt Scheffler, remember, who tripled leading off the 4th inning and was stranded at third base, never got off the bag. Then Jake Ancina, the catcher, will follow here in the last of the fifth inning. Monroe bounced out to shortstop his first time up, did the right-hand hitter. He's the third baseman for the Trabs. Ty Dameron, ninth start on the road, matching his start total at home. Swinging a fly ball to center field. Pulled the pitch, it was middle out. Fly ball to left, would you forgive me, and backpedaling and making the catch is Devin Boyle. As Unroh, again, that pitch somewhat similar, although he got much more of it, but when Shane Selman popped out to left, same kind of pitch. It started down the middle, broke down the way, and Unroh got a lot of it, hit it fairly deep, but Devin had plenty of room. One man down here in the fifth inning, and here is Matt Scheffler. He tripled the deep left center field his first time up, just ripped it. Cameron comes set, ties pitch, down and in for a ball, 1-0. Again, at home, his whip, walks and hits per innings pitched, 1.66, which is high. On the road, 1.34, and that's just a really good foundational number. Swinging a line shot, glove by Davidson at shortstop. Boy, there have been two or three of those in this ball game. Yelov handled that line shot to end the third inning. Davidson handles this one. Scheffler really drilled it. So he's hit the ball hard twice. Same direction, too. That was bound for left center if it had elevated another 2 or 3 feet. But Logan Davidson was there to make the catch on the sharply hit line drive. And here is Jake Ancina. Right-handed hitting catcher. Popped a second his first time up. Tie comes set. Left-hander pitch right down the middle. Called strike. Fastball at 92. Ancina at 224. Slightly open stance in the right-hand box. Dameron's pitch bounces to the plate. One ball and one strike. The number that stands out, I think, hits per inning and opponent batting average. On the road, Ty is giving up hits at a 264 clip to opposing hitters, but at home, 328. Doesn't make sense, but those are the numbers. Swinging a pop foul straight back, giving a look. Because Kama can't have room, he thinks he does, and he does, and he's got it. The inning is over. Pop foul behind the dish, and Kyle, of course, that's right down below us. He tossed the mask away, and he was looking straight up as if he had a bead on it, and doggone if he didn't. So for the first time since the second inning, the Travelers go in order, and we have played five. We'll give you a game summary coming up from North Little Rock. Village Car Wash scored through five innings. The Rockhounds 2, the Arkansas Travelers nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
The road trip is underway here in North Little Rock. And, yes, we were told many, many years ago, by the way, by a wonderful pitching coach named Glenn Abbott, who is from here, that there is a very distinctive distinction between Little Rock and North Little Rock, and I would believe anything Abby told me, absolutely. So I will go and make sure that we say North Little Rock. That is where we are. The Rockhounds lead the Travelers by the score of 2-0. Bryce Miller has really been impressive. Likewise, Ty Dameron in a 2-0 ball game. Devin Boyle leads it off. He has twice flown out to his opposite number in left field, takes up and in for a ball. Travs have threatened seriously once and again, secondarily so, but in the third inning, a leadoff triple, but it went by the board. The last out of that inning, remember, line drive caught by Zach Geloff. Called strike to Devin. Count is 1-1. Leadoff single in the fourth, and that went by the boards. Rockhound scored twice in the fourth inning. Devin Foyle waits. Here's the 1-1. Down and in for a ball all the way to the dirt, 2-1. A one-out single by the man on deck, Kyle McCann, extending his hidden streak now to 14 games. A single by J.J. Schwarz, sharply between third and short. And Logan Davidson drilled an RBI double to right field. Pitch swung on and fouled away in the count 2-2 to Devin. And with runners at second and third, Tyler Soderstrom, who makes his double-A debut tonight, does the high prospect for the A's, one of the top 30 or so prospects in the game. Sack fly to right field. Didn't quite get it out, but enough to drive in a run. Pitch swung on and fouled away, and Devin stays in at 2-2. Logan Davidson with his 47th run batted in. Of course, had to walk off on Sunday. Great stuff. You were with us in the ballpark on Sunday, by the way. Bless your heart. It was a long, long day and a lot of degrees of of sunshine. That was a throwback game. Pitch to Devin. Ground ball sharply hit, but it's nicely backhanded at first by Shiner. He will underhand to Miller covering the bag. 3-1 goes the put out. One man down. Devin bounces out. Here's Kyle McCann, 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. What a big old bunch of runs and hits in that ball game. And Rockhounds finally winning in 10 innings, 13-12. Second come from behind walk-off in the final inning in the last three games of that series for the Hounds over the San Antonio Missions. Now here's Kyle. Big swing and a miss. Comes up empty 0-1. Had himself a rip at that pitch. So the Rockhounds with the win, 19-8 to start the second half of this season. 27 games into a 69-game half. So by the time this road trip is over, we will be past the midway point of the second half pennant race. Pitch up and away, ball 1-1-1 to Kyle. Struck out swinging in the first inning. He singled in the fourth. A bouncy ball back up the middle. Shortstop Frick made a very nice play on it, but Patrick's throw was not quite in time. Pitch called strike of the knees. Can't throw it much better than that. 96, knee high. Really good life to it. Count 1-2. Miller fidgets with the glove a little bit. Here's Bryce's stretching pitch. Look for a snapping hook that just was wide. Crowd reacted, but the pitch did look like it skated around the outside corner. Tomorrow through Sunday here in Little Rock, North Little Rock, thank you. And then next week it'll be the Hounds and the Drillers in Tulsa. Swing, woo, foul straight back. Boy, this part of the, did that get in that booth? Woo. Public address announcer is the guy. The two booths to my left are absolutely under attack. The camera guy with the open window didn't see the ball coming. The others, is that window open? I don't think their window's open, and it still scared the stuff out of them. It was two balls and two strikes. I have said it so many times that all you have to do is, what do we have? We have automatic strike on Kyle McCann. He's walking toward the dugout. Is that right? Oh, my goodness. Now I'm having fun with a foul ball, and Kyle is out on strikes. Boy, not happy, so that's why. And forgive me for not being paying attention right close. And I was watching the folks in the booth next to me because the PA guy and the young lady who does some of the audio work or the video work, I think some of the scoreboard work, were startled by that foul ball. Here's a swing and a miss to J.J. Schwarz, 0-1. So bases empty, two men down, top of the sixth inning. Hounds leading by the score of 2-0. But whoever designed the screens in the modern, mid-90s, late-90s on, pitched down and away, 1-1. The screens are such in terms of their height that to get a baseball back into the press box area, it has to be a reverse line drive. Nothing gentle. There's a swing and a miss comes up empty, does J.J. He's 1-for-2. He has bounced to third, singled and scored. Boy, the automatic strike call, Kyle McCann. Boy, on the automated strike, the pitch clock strike. turning into this does J.J. Oh, foul tip. He's out on strikes. Well, okay, I saw that one. J.J. just turned into that pitch a little tiny bit. No argument. He did indeed foul tip it. So back-to-back strikeouts for Miller, one of them on the pitch clock, and he has extended his total for the night to 10 strikeouts. Miller has really been impressive, but the Hounds got to him for a couple of runs, and they have the advantage. We'll go to the bottom half of the sixth inning of play. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 2, Travelers nothing.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years, and burgers for almost 70 years. So, making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now. The limited-time breakfast burger is back. Served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
We go to the bottom of the sixth, and Patrick Frick, the shortstop, will lead it off for the Travelers. Ty Dameron's first pitch, check swing strike inside part of the plate. One ball and no strikes. Frick then back to the top of the order for Tanner Kruer. And Zach DeLone pitch to the dirt. Count squares at 1-1. Well, Bryce Miller, I think we can all agree, has really been impressive. He has 10 strikeouts and has pitched extremely well, but the Rockhounds got to him for 2 runs. In inning number 4, it's a 2-0 game. Dameron's pitch, big high chopper toward third. It's going to be Brett Harris, cuts in front of Logan Davidson, throws high, pulled him off the bag, and that, I think, will be a throwing error on Brett Harris. Well, Brett cut in front of Logan Davidson, made the throw on the run, but it really elevated on him, so I would think that will be an error. So, E5 on Brett Harris, one man on. And here is Tanner Kruer. He is struck out looking, and he ripped the ball pretty much back up the middle, and it happened with a runner at third and 2 down in the third inning, but Zach Geloff was able to make the play. Left his feet just a little bit, but made the catch on the rising line drive. Well, that's a big play in this game. Now again, leadoff man on base. Pitch down and away to Kruer for ball one. Kyle McCann comes up ready to throw to first base, but runner scurrying back. So Patrick Frick is the base runner. Cameron comes set, delivery swung on and missed. Fastball up and away. And Kruer chased it. It's 1-1. Tanner Kruer, the left fielder, right-handed hitter. Canadian native is out of Sherwood Park, Alberta. Pitch in the dirt, and a runner going to move up. That is really alert by Patrick Frick. So a pitch in the dirt. It'll be a 2-1 count. And we'll double-check here, and I would think probably wild pitch. So runner in scoring position with nobody out and a 2-1 count. An error and an errant throw. Again, just a 2-0 ball game. Obviously don't know how deep Miller will go. There is, now I do see, there is activity in the bullpen. So Bryce Miller's day, one would think, would be done at 6 innings. Pitch and a foul straight back. And a count, 2-2. Well, Arkansas, again, pitching-wise, has been really up and down of late. But Bryce Miller is a very recent addition, promoted from Advanced A Everett, just his second start at the AA level. And he looks the part of a very high prospect. 2 runs allowed, but 10 strikeouts. Breaking pitch by Ty, down and in, 3-2. First base open with nobody out here in the sixth inning. Zach Deloach on deck. Good run producer and Jake Shiner in the hole. This is the top of the order with Kruer. Dameron set. Ties pitch. Swing and a miss. And he got him. Out on strikes is Kerwer. One just came at him, elevated the pitch just a little bit, and Kerwer swung right through it. Strikeout for Ty, just his third. He's given up a couple of base hits. Now here's Zach DeLoach. He is 1-for-2. Blown out to center field and singled to right field. That was the line drive that Tyler Soderstrom came oh so close to making a highlight film catch on. Tyler playing at first base this evening. Pitch down and away to DeLoach for ball one. Devin Boyle is in left field. Marty Bikina is in center. Shane Selman is in right. Brett Harris is the third baseman. Logan Davidson at short. Zach Geloff is at second. And Tyler Soderstrom at his AA debut at first. Pitch to the glove of catcher. Kyle McCann called strike to DeLoach. One ball, one strike. Field entirely in shadows for a good while now. The old cloud banks way off now in the distance, mostly blue sky, evening blue that is, above the ballpark. 1-1 pitch, down and away. Good stop by McCann. Kyle wasn't quite sure where it was, but he had blocked it with the body. So two balls, one strike. Tying run at the plate. One man down, sixth inning. 2-0 Rockhounds. Ty Dameron, left-hander. Comes set and delivers. Ball swung on, lifted high in the air. Left center field, not deep. Coming to Devin Boyle, and he's got it for the out. So two men down in the inning. So now this is always becomes a, I don't know if dangerous is the word for it, but the inning now should be over. First play of the inning was an error. Brett Harris, by the way, made a good play to get the baseball. Charging in front of Logan Davidson, one of those big high choppers. But again, the throw just sailed on him. And the throwing error let Patrick Frick reach, then a wild pitch. So the inning now should be over. It is not. And in this case, to compound that, top run producer on the team is at the plate in Jake Shiner. 63 ribbies, one of the league leaders, swings and fouls it back. The count is 0-1. Jake Shiner hitting just .216, but he has had some productive hits. Shiner is seventh in the league with those 63 runs batted in. 0-1 set, pitch by Ty. Big swing and a miss, but a bottom fell out of an off-speed pitch, 0-2. Patrick Frick, the runner at second base. Rockhounds shade Shiner up the middle with Zach Geloff. Outfield pretty well straight away. Pitch to him is up and in. Count will go 1-2. Third base, Brett Harris, maybe shading the line by a step or two. Little tiny bit of breeze, right to left and inward. Not very much. Heavy air, though. Stretch and pitch. Shiner, bouncing ball, third base. Handled by Harris, but a foul ball. Home plate umpire Jake Bruner having to make that call, jumping out from behind home plate. Our third base umpire in this alignment, and that is Ben Engstrand, is between the pitcher and the shortstop. Jake Bruner behind the plate. The crew chief, Alex Nash, is at first base. Ben Engstrand is at third. Umpiring crew as assigned by Minor League Baseball. One ball, two strikes, runner in scoring position, two men down. Pitch by Dameron. He got him, swing and a miss. Third time in this game, the leadoff batter has reached. Third time in this game, Ty Dameron has not let that runner touch the dish. So we have played six. And we'll go to the top half of the stretch inning here in North Little Rock with our Village Car Wash scoring of the ball game. Rockhounds 2 and Arkansas nothing.
Synergy Cinnamon Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
You and I have been traveling this road a long time together, and every once in a while you do something just so stupid with your scorecard that it's really just, well, I'll just go ahead and fess up. I just wrote in, and he's an interesting name, Diason Arias, and I just wrote him in as the new pitcher, and indeed he is, but I wrote him in as the new pitcher for the Rockhounds. Okay, true confession now being over. Logan Davidson takes down and away for Mr. Arias here in the seventh inning. Oh, goodness. Pitching change on the wrong scorecard. Happy Baseball Monday. Called strike outside corner, 1-1 to Logan. RBI double in this game. He's 1-for-2. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Arias is a right-hander. Delivers down and away for a ball. Count is 2-1. Bryce Miller, really impressive. Six innings. Three base hits. Two runs, both earned, and walked one, struck out 10. Delivery to Logan Davidson, strike two balls, two strikes. Tyler Soderstrom on deck, he and Logan with the RBIs in the fourth inning. Brett Harris will follow here in the top of the stretch inning. 2-0 Rockhounds, 2-2 count to Logan. Arias with a pitch. Big swing and a miss at a fastball up. Out on strikes is Logan Davidson. So Arias enters the game here in the seventh and strikes out the first batter he sees. That's 11 strikeouts for Travelers pitching in this game. By the way, nobody throwing behind Ty Dameron in the bullpen, even though I tried to mark pitching change on the card in the Rockhounds side of things. Nope. It appears we'll continue into the seventh. There's a called Stierike to Tyler Soderstrom. Tyler 0-for-1, but also has his first AA RBI. Sacrifice fly. Left-handed hitter taps that shoulder with a bat as he waits. Takes just outside. One ball and one strike to count. Diason Arias, 20th appearance. Very solid, 3.72 earned run average. Delivers up and away for a ball. Count is two balls and a strike. Arias in 19 and a third innings has allowed just 11 base hits. The number that you circle, he has walked 12, struck out 20. Opposition hitting just 169 against him, swinging a bouncer foul that's 2-2. So if he finds the zone, he's been pretty well lights out. But again, that's a high walk total, obviously. He faces Tyler Soderstrom. A couple of familiar names, in fact, pitching. J.T. Ginn is set to rejoin the Rockhounds. Pitch to Tyler, big swing and a miss, and he is out on strikes. I would guess, and it's a fact of baseball life, he will probably have a very high strikeout, relatively high strikeout total with Tyler. He struck out 99 times at the advanced A level, and single A to double A is a major, major jump, but this is a just marvelously talented kid. Really anxious to watch him as he joins the Hounds in this game, number 97 of the 2022 season. Pitch a called strike down the middle to Brett Harris. So Arias, with picking up where Miller left off, strikeouts 11 and 12 for the staff. 2-0 Hounds in the top of the seventh. Nobody on, two out. Now looking to bunt and dropping it down is Harris. And there'll be a throw. Not going to be nearly in time. Airborne on that bunt just a little bit. Charging was Unroe. Riley made the play, but the throw not nearly in time. Brett Harris drops down a two-out bunt single. Struck out his first two times. Drops down the bunt here in the seventh inning. Now Shane Selman. Shane 0 for 2. He's flown out to left and struck out his first time. Right-handed hitting right fielder, Arias set. Harris the lead swing and a miss, breaking pitch away. 0-1 to Shane. 219 batting average with 37 home runs. And again, remember, it's 65 games, so he has not played the full season. He's missed some time on the injured list. Swings and fouls this one away, quickly an 0-2 count. It's going to give you his second half numbers, but it's 0-2 count, and yeah, and I'm superstitious, so let's not jinx the young man here. In really tough as it is against a high-volume strikeout guy and an 0-2 count. Brett Harris takes the lead, swinging another foul off the end of the bat. 0-2 is the count. And do a little combination for you on our non-Googleable trivia. It's also part of our Astound Communications Road to the Show. And I wonder, honest to goodness, absolutely caught me by surprise. Happened to notice something last night. And speaking of broadcaster error, swing and a miss, and Shane out on strikes. So a bunt single by Brett Harris, but Arias picking up where Miller left off, strikes out the side around the two-out bunt single from Brett Harris. So it's no runs on a bunt single, no errors, and a man is left on base. Seventh inning stretch, and boy, we're just getting out of sunset here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Village Car Wash score, take me out to the ballgame time, is the Rockhounds 2, the Arkansas Travelers nothing.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Stadium lights just starting to take real effect here tonight in North Little Rock. We look across the river at downtown Little Rock, Arkansas, without the north, and lights of the city very subtle, starting to shine as we go to our non-Googleable trivia. And again, I'll thank a great friend for this. Hadn't seen him in a while, but I was listening to him last night. So Matt Hicks, radio voice of the Texas Rangers, thank you. Co-voice. This guy leads the American League in steals, and he's a former Rockhound. Who might he be? He leads the American League in stolen bases. We might have guessed that he would. And he is a former Rockhound. Who is he? We go to the bottom of the seventh. And first pitch from Ty Dameron to Caden Polkovich is ball one. Well, very cool. I did the drive last night. Didn't go with the team. I'm driving this year. It's kind of cool. Pitch outside for a ball. It's quickly 2-0 now to Polkovich. Caden has flown out twice to right field. He's 0 for 2. Cade Marlowe and Riley Unruh will follow here in the home half of the seventh inning. Down to the lead, but it's a narrow one, 2-0. Pitch drops low. That's ball three. Well, I do not remember a 3-0 count on this evening from Ty. Well, he hadn't gone 2-0 before, I don't think, in this ballgame. That's something. That's the first time he has gone 2-0, much less 3-0. Delivery out there called strike of the knees. This game has been played at a pretty brisk pace. Boy, that got right by me, but he did not have a 2-0 count until the seventh inning. It's now 3-1. Pitch, nope, up and away for a ball. Boy, this game will keep you humble. First walk of the game for Ty Dameron comes here in the seventh inning. Well, I used to call him the blur because if you were trying to spot him, that's what he was. But Jorge Mateo, and he was a key part of the 2017 team that completed the four-peat of Texas League championships. Jorge Mateo is now with Baltimore. They beat the Rangers last night, and Mateo stole his 25th base of the year. He leads the American League. Pitch up high to Cade Marlowe for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Hounds have activity in the bullpen here in the last of the seventh inning. We've been talking about Bryce Miller. Ty Dameron, the mound, swinging a foul back in a tremendous matchup in this game. Rock Hound scoring twice in the fourth inning for a 2-0 lead. As we mentioned a moment ago, just checking the stat sheet, and first 2-0 count of this game for Ty coming in the seventh inning. And ironically leads it up to a walk. Pitch up and in for a ball. That's two balls, one strike to Marlowe. Rockhound's bullpen has been shuffled a little bit. Zach Plunkett has been released. Nick Heiberger is on the temporary inactive list. Here's the pitch, a backup delivery, and that's inside, and that's ball three. And in this seventh inning, the first time that Ty Dameron has gone to three balls in the count in the game. And this pitch is up and away, ball four. So, my goodness, can things turn around on you? As he has now walked two batters in a row, I would think, well, Kyle McCann's going to go out to the mound. Wouldn't be surprised if Chris Smith, Hounds pitching coach, might join that conversation. And, yep, he will. Well, Jorge Mateo, and he's a really talented kid, and he's remarkably quick. He's not hitting for average. But, and of course, Baltimore has been an intriguing team. I mean, man, did they turn things around. And Jorge has been hitting leadoff for them. He is the American League leader. He is second in the majors behind John Birdie, Birdie of Miami. But Jorge with 25 steals. Guy who came over from the Yankees in a trade. He's bounced around a little bit. He was traded a couple of times. But he's gotten a chance to play for Baltimore, and he's playing a very significant role. Jorge Mateo, the 2017 Texas League champion Hounds. Joined that last night, last minute, doing the drive, and during part of it, listened to the Rangers, the great Eric Nadell. Longtime friend Matt Hicks pitched down and in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Had a kick out of it. They have a sponsor for the radio network this year in the Rangers. I did not know that. I have not, obviously, usually doing something along the same lines as they are when they're playing baseball. But I love their network sponsor. It's spicy. It's bouncing ball foul. Why the third base? It is the, what do they say? I wrote it down because it struck me funny. It's good. I mean, it's really good. Don't get me wrong. But they are the Louisiana Hot Sauce Rangers Radio Network. Woo, Louisiana Hot Sauce. I love it. So good to hear his dulcet tones. Matt Hicks was a radio voice in El Paso in the last couple or a few years of that franchise. Called strike to Riley Unruh, and it's 1-2. Two on, nobody out. Ty Dameron laboring for the first time in this game with back-to-back walks here in the seventh. Matt then went to Corpus Christi. He was the initial voice of the hooks. Pitch on the way, and that ball popped in the air. Right side is it playable. Foul ground, Soderstrom near the dugout. Yep, he'll make the catch. Nicely handled by Tyler for the out. One man down as Riley Unruh fouls out to Tyler Soderstrom at first base, one away for Matt Scheffler. Scheffler has hit the dickens out of the ball twice, and there comes Steve Scarsoni, and I have a feeling that'll be it. Has to be then. Yep, Chris has already made a visit. So that'll be it for Ty. He'll go 7 1/3, and man, baseball is a goofy game, isn't it? Through six innings, and it kind of snuck up on me before he went to that 3-0 count, had not gone so much as 2-0 to a batter over the first six innings of the game, had not had a three-ball count at all, but he walks the first two batters. So Matt Milburn will come out of the Rockhounds bullpen in relief. And Matty will inherit two base runners here, first and second, with one man down in inning number seven. 6 1/3 for Ty Dameron. Gave up two base hits. No runs at this moment in time, but he is responsible for both men on base, and they both come via the walk. walked two batters and he struck out four. And Matt Milburn will relieve him with Matt Scheffler at the plate. Scheffler tripled to left center field, leading off the third inning. And that was a really big sequence from that point in the game for Ty Dameron and the Rockhounds, because Scheffler was stranded at third after leading the inning off with a triple. His last time up, he went out, but it was on a line shot to Logan Davidson, and the sprinklers have come on. Hello, how are you? The three sprinklers in shallow right center field are on. Just an additional show here in North Little Rock. Well, that'll be interesting. Anything hit to the right side onto the grass is going to get soaking wet. They're still on. Now, it's hot, and I'm sure it will evaporate pretty quickly, but that's a good amount of sprinklerage going on. There they go. Now they shut it off. So, now that's interesting. If those are automatic sprinklers, why did just those three come on for that time? Well, maybe that's how they probably go in rotation, I'm sure. So a little extra entertainment here for the folks at Dickey Stevens Park as night starts to draw now. Skyline of downtown Little Rock, very subtle and really cool in the background of this ballpark, which just sits across the river. So we are in North Little Rock looking back at downtown Little Rock. Matt Scheffler is the batter, right-handed hitter, pitched by Milburn. Strike at the knees with a fastball 0-1. Matt, very similar in terms of velocity to Ty Dameron. Ty might throw a mile or two harder at times. 2-1, one man out, runner's bluff, do not go. Pitch to the dirt, good block by McCann. Count is one ball, one strike. Matt Milburn has been in the rotation, some piggyback starts over the course of the season, but moving to the bullpen with the return of Jack Cushing. Here's the stretch and pitch. Ground ball out towards shortstop. Here's Davidson to flip to second base for one, and there'll be no throw from there. So fielder's choice, Scheffler. And out at second on the 6-4 putout is Marlowe. There are two men down. Advancing to third is Polkovich. And reaching on the fielder's choice is Scheffler. So it's first and third, two down, and a huge batter in this game is the catcher, Jake Anchia. And Chia is 0-2. He's popped to second and fouled out to catcher Kyle McCann. Last of the seventh, Milburn set and delivers down and away, and a good backhanded block by Kyle McCann. One ball, no strikes. Right-handed hitter is Anchia. 224, but has 30 runs driven in. Milburn comes set. Runners at the corners, two men down. Pitch from Matt, just inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Jake Anchia, a Floridian from Miami Lakes, Florida. Right-handed hitter waits. Here's the 2-0 from Milburn. Swung on and popped it up. Is it playable? McCann near the screen and out of room by five or six. Well, a little bit more than that. Got back up into the second level of seating here. First level about six or seven rows, and then the main body of the stands here. Count 2-1. There isn't much of a section of it, but there is actually still bench seating in this ballpark. Just down the right field line from out the outfield grass on. About five, six, seven rows of bench seating. Just don't see that much. Here's a swing and a miss on an elevated pitch, and the count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two on, two out. Last of the stretch inning. Pounds two. Travelers nothing. Matt Milburn leans in, has the sign. Scheffler leads off first. Polkovich off third. Stretching pitch by Matt. Up and in, ball three. Full count. So the runner at first, Matt Scheffler, will be running with a pitch. Tyler Soderstrom will hold him on initially. 3-2. Two men down. Stretch and pitch by Matt. Ball lifted high and foul right side. And that will get well right over into those bench seats we just talked about. 3-2 the count. There used to be some of those. You know what? We've been to San Antonio twice, and it never occurred to me to look. There were some at Nelson Wolf Stadium as well. Just really don't see that much of anywhere anymore in terms of baseball stadiums. A little throwback section, well populated tonight, too. Three balls, two strikes, second time. Runner at first goes, pitched by Milburn, fouled back. And boy, that got the mask, I think, of Kyle McCann. Count still 3-2. Back-to-back leadoff walks, the only two bases on balls allowed by Ty Dameron in this game, coming here in the seventh inning. Runners are now at first and third with two men down. Matt Milburn facing Jake Enchia. Right-handed hitting catcher set. Milburn set. 3-2 pitch third time. Foul ball straight back. Count stays 3-2. So Enchia and Milburn went three times now on the 3-2 pitch. Patrick Frick is the shortstop, the number 9 hitter in the order. He's on deck, but right now this is Milburn versus Enchia. Runners at the corners, 3-2 again. Sliced into right, and it's a base hit. A little duck snort will score the run. It's first and third. Not a bad pitch at all, and Chia just fought it off and looped it. That ball got under the outfield grass by less than 3 feet. But it drops, and then Chia, a little flare into right. RBI single makes it 2-1. And again, runners will be at the corners. Volkovich comes around to score from third easily, and Scheffler all the way from first to third. So again, runners at the corners, and now it's Patrick Frick, and it's a 2-1 game. Fastball to the outside part of the plate called strike, and it's 0-1. That run charged, of course, to Ty Dameron. Boy, the irony there. Again, the first two guys he walks, and one of them at least will come around to score. Next man on the fielder's choice. Backup pitch for a called strike two. Patrick Frick, right-handed hitter. He has struck out and reached on a throwing error by third baseman Brett Harris. 2-1 the score. Runners at first and third. Pitch by Milburn. And that is lined into the left field corner for a base hit. We're tied. Boy, and Matt will talk to himself for a week. That was an 0-2 pitch to the number 9 hitter in the order. Well, earlier on, the Travs had a leadoff triple, did not score. And, of course, that drives you crazy. And now the number 9 hitter in the order takes an 0-2 pitch and ties the game with a single in the left field. And that will have you reaching for the roll aids. So those two runs both go to Ty Dameron, both inherited runners allowed by Matt. And now it is first and second, two out in the top of the order. Tanner Kerwer is the batter, and we are tied at 2. Milburn's pitch, ground ball, third base. It's a foul ball, not by much. Harris gets to the bag at third, but won't matter. Foul ball, 0-1 the count. So a 2-2 ball game. Rock Hounds picking up 2 in the fourth inning. The Travelers tying it here with 2 in the seventh. The second man who scored was Matt Scheffler. He reached on a fielder's choice, but the man he replaced on base was there via the walk. And boy, baseball will just, it'll drive you crazy. Ty Dameron, probably the best he has been, and he's been sharp much of the season, especially in road games, as it turns out, in terms of command, and he doesn't walk a lot of guys anyway. And was as sharp, certainly, statistically anyway, as he has been all season through 6, and then walks the first two batters he faces in the 7th, and both of those bases on balls will turn into runs. So Matt Milburn now becomes the pitcher of record for the Rockhounds, as does the reliever Arias. Now here's Tanner Kerwer. Boy, and that's coming back, and my goodness, did that get in the radio booth? That got in the home radio booth. My goodness, it is target practice up here. I don't know if Steven can even find it. Wow. Foul ball into the home booth. Well, the camera guy and the PA booth have been attacked, and now the home broadcaster, Steven Davis, pitch outside for a ball. It's 1-2. He's still looking. Oh, there he is. He got it. Yep, foul ball back into the booth. Hope it didn't get his computer. Pretty cool stuff. Got a baseball in his hand. There's Steven Davis that away. Didn't even look like he panicked. There's a bouncing ball wide at third. It's 1-2. It's cool. It's cool as long as you can, you know, get, you can survive it and everything. And especially the equipment, because let's face it, you know, we worry first about we worry first about the equipment, yeah, the computer, the mixer, whatever it might be. This pitch is bounced foul again, so doing battle here is Tanner Kerwer. It's still one ball and two strikes. First and second, two men out, but two runs in. We are tied at two. The last of the seventh inning. Night really settling in now. Sky a deep, dark, almost midnight blue around us. Big, tall scoreboard and video board out in left field of this park. And the bright light shining. Here's the 1-2 stretch by Matt Milburn. Pitch. And a backup pitch got him. Knee high. Breaking ball. And out on strikes is Kerwer. Close pitch. That gets the called third strike. But two runs are across. Two runs on two walks and two RBI base hits. The bottom of the order driving in the runs. Eight and nine hitters each with an RBI. Quick game summary coming. We have now played seven, and we are brand new in North Little Rock. Village Car Wash score a 2-2 tie.
In Texas, there's pea-sized hail and baseball-sized hail. Guess which one hit our house? We didn't even know where to begin, but we called our Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent, and he was so reassuring. He knew exactly what to do to get our house back into shape and our lives back to normal. Now, we're even more thankful for the roof over our heads.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
After seven, we have ourselves a tie. Rockhounds got two in the fourth. The Travelers, boy, with two RBI singles, eight and nine hitters in the order, each with two men down in the seventh inning. Boy, and Jake Anchia, I think the more significant of the two, only because he didn't make great contact. It was an absolute little duck snort in the shallow right, but scored a run, and then Patrick Frick drilled a base hit in the left field to tie it. Colin Kober is on to pitch as we go to the eighth inning, so he becomes the pitcher of record, as is Matt Milburn for the Rockhounds. Arias goes one inning, gives up one bunt single to Brett Harris, but also struck out the side. Marty Bikina, then back to the top of the order for Zach Geloff and Devin Foyle here in the eighth inning in this ball game now. Absolutely brand new. First of a six-game set between the Rockhounds and the Arkansas Travelers. Kober delivers way up and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes to count. Marty, right-handed hitter. He waits, and the right-hander Kober delivers, and that's up and away. So a quick two-ball and no strike count to Bikina. I paused there because the scoreboard just erased the count. It was interesting. Pitch to Marty. That'll get there. Two balls and one strike. Threw the first pitch for ball one. Threw the first pitch for ball two, and the scoreboard went back to no balls, no strikes. That'll stop you in your tracks. Kober, about a three-quarter delivery called. Strike two and two to Marty. He has walked and struck out in two trips. Colin Kober out of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Right-hander delivers, swinging a foul away. Marty reaching a little bit for that pitch. Maybe off the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes to count. Colin Kober, 29 appearances, all but one out of the bullpen. 4.13 ERA, certainly solid. Doesn't give up a lot of base hits. He misses here, and it's three balls and two strikes. And just by a whole bunch, crowd reacted. Kober, 25 hits and 32 and two-thirds. 16 walks, 41 strikeouts. Really good numbers. Delivers this ball, swung on and tattooed, but foul. Boy, the crowd reacting with an ooh as Marty sent that one high, but well foul. Left field corner and out of the ballpark. Kober's 4.13 ERA kind of belies his other numbers. Opposition hitting just 214 against him. 3-2 pitch again. Marty swing and a miss. Out on strikes, high fastball, and he is really frustrated. Boy, another whiff. That's 14 strikeouts for Travelers pitching. One down in the eighth inning. Top of the order, Zach Geloff. Geloff is 0-3, or Geloff, as they are now calling him. I honestly did go over those pronunciations. The PA guy's a really nice guy here. I just barely wasn't paying attention. Again, been there, done that. Yeah, guilty as charged as well. Pitch to the corner, called strike 0-1 to Zach. 0-3 in this one. And again, since coming back, well, he's had his share of a couple of pretty impressive and very important swings, is Zach. He takes ball one, and the count squares at one ball and one strike. Grand slam against Frisco. A game winner against San Antonio. Wasn't a walk-off, but a game winner. Broke a two-all tie in the eighth. Takes a strike to the knees, and the count goes 1-2. Overall, since his return, now 8-73, 216 average. And a couple of home runs and six driven in. Right-handed hitter is Zach, 298 coming into the game, 0-3 in this one. Colin Kober coming set. Pitch to Geloff, rolled out to shortstop. Handled there by Frick, throw to first base for the out. So two down in the eighth inning. Travelers, of course, I guess if there is momentum in this game, it certainly belongs to the Travs. Tying the game in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Here's Devin Foyle now. He's flown out twice to left field and bounced out first base to pitcher. Devin, left-handed hitter with nobody on and two men down here in the eighth inning. Stretch and pitch, backdoor delivery, a beauty. Called strike, knee-high outside corner. Boy, that started, looked like about a foot and a half off the outside edge and just worked its way. Broke over the outside edge for a strike, 0-1. And Kober drops down a little bit. Pitch just low and outside for a ball. He's not a submariner, but comes from that low arm slot right side. Got some long hair flowing out of that Traveler's cap as he comes set. Nobody on and two men down. Stretch and pitch to Devin. Loops one in the shallow left center. That'll sink. That'll drop. Base hit. Looked like he went down and got that one to Devin Foyle. I'm reminding myself there's a video monitor in this booth, but it's behind me. It's very, very convenient. We do get a second look. That ball pretty well down the middle and up a little bit, and Devin just went and got it. So single to left center field. A two-out base hit. Boy, and hits have been tough to come by in this ballgame. Traps have four. The Rockhounds now have five. Here's Kyle McCann. He has one of them. He's 1-3 with a single. Takes down the middle. Called strike at the knees. 0-1. Singled and scored in the fourth inning. Hounds led 2-0 until the last half of the seventh. Each team with a two-spot. Set by Kober from the belt. Kicks, delivers, big swing and a miss. 0-2 count to the Rockhounds catcher. Kyle Single extending his hit streak to 14 games. He bats here with one on and two men down. Infield has him shaded solidly up the middle. Frick, the shortstop. Not right behind the bag, but about as close as you see anybody get in these days of the no shift. Pitch to the corner is down and away, and the count goes one ball and two strikes. Kyle coming into the game at 252. 14 homers, 43 driven in, and a bundle of damage on the last road trip. Well, he just terrorized Corpus and Frisco. Pitch by Cobra is up high for a ball, and the count goes 2-2. Devin Foyle being held on by the first baseman, Jake Shiner. Devin takes the lead right to the edge of the cut in the infield grass with that lead foot. Stretch and pitch to McCann, sharply hit but well foul wide of first base. It'll skitter over toward the stands, toward that section we mentioned where the bench seating is. I think that's still protected by the screen down there. Two balls, two strikes to Kyle McCann, a 2-2 tie in the top of the eighth inning. Colin Kober looking over at first base now has his sign, hand set at the belt. 2-2 pitch to Kyle, bounce that one foul. Do it again on 2-2. This is the opener of a 12-game road trip. Rockhounds are next home 2 weeks from today, hosting the Amarillo Sod Poodles. These two teams, by the way, will also meet at Momentum Bank Ballpark in a six-gamer. End of August, start of September. Scary. Pitch, a swing and a miss. Boy, Kyle really fooled on an off-speed delivery, and he is out on strike. So Cobra wins that battle with a way off-speed pitch. No runs on the two-out single by Devin Foyle. No run, no errors in the inning. One man is left on base. So for the Travs, they took this ball game to a tie in the bottom of the seventh, and they have a chance now to put the pressure on as we'll go to the last of the eighth. Village Car Wash score a 2-2 tie.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
To the last half of the eighth inning, pressure now reverts to the Rockhounds and Matt Milburn, who will face 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Zach Deloach, Jake Shiner, and Caden Polkovich in what is now a 2-2 tie. Mentioned start of a road trip. Rockhounds coming back home 2 weeks from today. We'll be telling you about a terrific homestand. Amarillo Sod Poodles will come to town on the 16th. That'll be the 16th through the 21st of August. After this two-week road trip, then it is back to kind of alternating home and road, with three of the last five series being at Rocky Town. That sounds good. These teams will meet tomorrow and Thursday at 6:35. I love this. 7:05 on Friday and 7 o'clock on Saturday, I think. That's what I see here. That makes sense. First, sure. First pitch, swing and a miss, Zach Deloach. And the count is 0-1 to the left-handed hitter. Deloach 1-for-3. Lined a single to right field that just got off the glove of first baseman Tyler Soderstrom back in the fourth. He checks his swing. Did he go? He did not. One ball and one strike. Deloach, Shiner, and Polkovich, as mentioned, here in the last of the eighth inning. 2-2 tie, so the Travs with the opportunity to put some pressure on. Swing and a foul away, and the count is a ball and two strikes. So Matt Milburn will be credited with a blown save in this game. He's now the pitcher of record, of course. Boy, Ty Dameron really pitched well tonight again on the road. Pitch down and away for a ball 2-2. His numbers in terms of ERA, I don't think will budge almost at all on the road. He goes 6 1/3, 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. And again, ironic, 2 walks are the first 2 he gave up, first 2 guys in the seventh, and they score. Foul straight back, still 2-2. Boy, and as much as he was ahead in the count, threw strikes almost all the way, and then in the seventh inning, just lost the edge on the command a bit, and it really turned out to cost him. Here's a swing and a miss. Boy, a good sinker off speed by Milburn. That pitch dropped to the dirt. So Matt with a strikeout. And the batter is Jake Shiner. Shiner 0 for 3. Hit the ball to the warning track at center field. His second time up, he's also popped to short and struck out in 3 trips. Six strikeouts for Rock Counts pitching. 15 for the Travs. Shiner takes a called strike, 0-1. Bryce Miller, former Texas A&M Aggie, struck out 10. Both starters giving up just 2 runs in this game. Very, very well pitched. Pitched down and away, 2 balls. Make it 1 ball and 1 strike. 1-1 the count. Shiner, a right-handed hitter. And 63 runs batted in, really productive. He waits from the right side, and Milburn delivers. The pitch up and in, 2-1. Mentioned Jorge Mateo, by the way, on our non-Googleable trivia and kind of a combination of that in our Astound Communications Road to the Show, he being a former Rockhound, leads the American League in stolen bases. Then a looper, shallow right center, gonna drop. Boy, Matt Milburn has been victimized a little. He's given up 3 base hits, and 2 of them are just little players. One of them, that RBI duck snort, which wasn't hit well at all. This one is kind of a medium soft line drive, if you will, into right center. One on with one man down, and here is Caden Polkovich. So the go-ahead run now on base at first for the Travelers. Polkovich is 0 for 2, but he drew a walk opening the 7th, the first walk given up by Ty Dameron, and he later scored. He takes a strike, and the count is 0-1. So the Travs with a chance to really put the pressure on the Hounds here. 2-2 tie, last half of the 8th inning. Milburn's pitch outside for a ball, 1 ball and 1 strike. Oh, another outfielder and alum of the franchise on this date. We're talking about hitting streaks earlier. Member of this franchise, an alum. Here's the pitch by Milburn, sliced foul out of play. A Midland Angel alum holds the longest hitting streak in Angels history, big league Angels, at 28 games. You know, it's not Mike Trout. Mike Trout, by the way, former Arkansas Traveler. Played here during the Angels era. Pitch inside for a ball, and the count is 2-2. This guy, one of the true gentlemen, I think, anyway, to come through our franchise. Terrific outfielder. Played here in 1992. Throw over to first base, runner back. Garrett Anderson. He went hitless on this date, 1998, against the Boston Red Sox. Ended the longest hit streak in Angels history, 28 games. Ground ball right side, base hit. Going to put runners at the corners, or will it? No, going to put on the brakes. Stop sign thrown up late. Polkovich with a base hit to right, and the Travelers now threaten to take the lead. 2 on, 1 man down. Batter is Cade Marlowe. He is 0 for 2. He walked. Now, he didn't score, but it was his base on balls that turned into the tying run. Matt Scheffler reached on a fielder's choice and later scored. There's activity in the bullpen. Chris Smith, Rockhound's pitching coach, is going to come out. So Matt Milburn, 4 base hits now against Matt. Gave up a couple of inherited runners, and now it's 2 on with 1 man down, and the Travs threaten to take the lead in this game. Well, Garrett Anderson talking about, yeah, just terrific ball player, just a great, really one of those guys, just a great ambassador of the game. He did everything. He's just first class. He was a part of the AA Angels in 1992. He hit .405 in his 28-game hit streak. That's pretty good. And the record that he broke, 25 games, was held by one of the greatest hitters of all time, Rod Carew. You break a Rod Carew hitting record, that's something. Now back to it. Matt Milburn, first pitch, fouled away by Cade Marlowe against a pitch-black sky now as we have made the journey fully in tonight. Love the backdrop of this ballpark. Very, very subtle, but really cool. Right now, Matt Milburn, not sightseeing at all. Pitch swung on, fouled away. It's 0-2. Two on, one man down. It's a bridge, of course, that spans the river between the section of North Little Rock and downtown, and it is softly illuminated, kind of a rainbow pattern. Here's the stretch and the pitch by Milburn up high for a ball. It's 1-2. So Marlowe 0-2, but again with a base on balls. His first out was a ball that was just scorched center field, but it ran out of steam. At the track, about 390 away. One ball, two strikes, Milburn's pitch. Outside ball two, 2-2. So Matt really laboring in this ball game. The Travelers tied it. The runs, of course, charged to Ty Dameron. Inherited runners allowed by Matt. And he's got two base hits here with one man down. Pitch, he is low and in, and that's ball three. So 0-2 is now 3-2. Left-handed hitter up there. Now, the lead runner is Shiner. Doesn't run a whole lot, so one would think the runners aren't going here, but 3-2, you never know. We'll see what the Travs will come up with. Stretch and pitch by Milburn on the 3-2 ground ball, right side base hit, and that is handled in right field by Selman. His throw home, got a chance, and they get it. Nope, just around the tag. Run scores, Travelers lead 3-2. Boy, Selman's throw had a chance, just not quite in time. McCann made a good catch and tag with a base hit for Marlowe, and the Travs have come all the way back, and they lead it 3-2. Well, a frustrating night on the mound, I will guarantee you, for Matt Milburn. So first and third again, still just one man down. And Steve Scarsone will come out. Boy, that's going to be it for Matt. So a very rough night. He gave up two inherited runners and now gives up a run of his own. And still first and third and still just one man down. So the Travs lead the Hounds now 3-2. Well, there are times in that walk from the mound to the dugout is a really long one. Well, Matt, of course, has to give him a pat on the back. And just a really rough night. Came in at a 2-0 game. He'll depart in a 3-2 deficit. We'll see who the Rockhounds will go to. Mentioned the bullpen a little thin, just seven arms right now. JT Ginn will rejoin the team. We'll see if that'll be as a starter where he has been. Aiden McIntyre has also rejoined the team. This will be Bryce Connolly. Aiden, who pitched here last year and pitched extremely well, has been sidelined much of the season. But he has just been assigned to the Rockhounds out of the Arizona Complex League, where basically he has been rehabbing. So Aiden McIntyre adds a very good, certainly a very good arm to the Rockhounds bullpen. Luis Medina was obtained in the Frankie Montas deal, and he will be assigned to the Rockhounds. I do not think he's here yet. Don't know. We'll make sure about all of that tomorrow. But Tyler Soderstrom joining the Rockhounds here. JT Ginn, Aiden McIntyre, and Luis Medina all to be added to the roster. Bryce Connolly will come on and pitch with runners at first and third. And again, just one out in the inning. But the Travelers now have taking the lead in this ballgame. It'll be J.J. Schwarz, Logan Davidson, and Tyler Soderstrom in the Rockhounds' ninth when they come to the plate. Question is, are they going to be down by one or more? Bryce Connolly will face Riley Unroh to lead it off, or his first batter, rather. First and third, three consecutive base hits. Shiner and Polkovich setting the table. Cade Marlowe with the RBI single to right, with Polkovich coming to third. So first and third, one man down, 3-2 Travelers. And Riley Unroh will be the batter. Unroh, switch hitter, batting from the right side, left side against the right-hander, Bryce Connolly. Takes high for a ball. He is bounced to short, flown to left, and fouled out. And a good play by first baseman Tyler Soderstrom in foul ground right in front of the Arkansas dugout. cheating in at third base is Brett Harris, shaving the line and even with a bag. First and third, Unruh does look to bunt, drops it down, and the ball is misplayed by Bryce Conley, and the bases are loaded. Well, it was a safety squeeze. That'll be an E1 on Bryce Conley. Bunt was a little bit too strong, and I think Bryce probably took his eyes off that a bit. I don't know that Unruh, he would get a sacrifice on that or not. I don't think so. But the bases are loaded. You know, and now the Travs have a great opportunity here. And Matt Scheffler has a couple of really good swings. He has a triple and an absolute laser of a lineout. Last time up, a fielder's choice. Takes down and away for a ball. 1-0 from Bryce. One ball, no strikes. So the Travelers have taken the lead, and they have a chance to expand it here and expand it big time. Bases full, one man down. Bryce set from the letters. Right-hander kicks and delivers up and in. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Scheffler led off the third with the triple. We've talked about it. He did not get off the bag at third. At least not on the score sheet. Or did not score. Travs have had leadoff men on a bunch in this game. Here's the stretch and pitch by Conley. That's low and away. That's ball three with the bases loaded. Scheffler, right-handed hitter, facing the right-hander, Bryce Conley. And he needs to throw a strike here or it's going to be a 4-2 ball game. Stretch and pitch. And that is a strike. And that just got there, knee-high outside edge. Wasn't sure. I don't think Scheffler was either. Kind of stood for a moment, then looked back, and Jake Bruner calling that a strike. Got there knee-high outside half. Three balls, one strike. Bases full. Stretch of pitch by Milburn. Ball fouled away, excuse me, by Conley. Three balls and two strikes. Full count to Scheffler. Matt hitting .269 in 43 games. No home runs, 20 driven in. One for three in the game with a triple. Tyler Soderstrom at first base playing just maybe a step off the infield grass and, of course, well off the bag. The bases are full. Scheffler taps the plate one more time, and Bryce looks in for the sign. Conley set, 3-2, bases full. Leg kick and a pitch. Down and in, ball four. So it is a 4-2 ball game. In the score is Polkovich. Down to third, Marlowe. The second is Unruh. That run will go to Matt Milburn. And that will bring up Jake and Chia. And Chia with a little flare base hit to right field that scored the first run of the game for the Travs in the seventh inning. Came with two men down. Just went opposite way and just got enough of it to barely get the outfield grasp, but perfectly placed for the RBI single. Fouls this one away, and it's 0-1. And it came on a 3-2 pitch, and I started to mention that earlier. He fouled off three two-strike pitches. So on the ninth pitch of the AB, just flared it in right, and he got the job done. Back up pitch, swung on and missed. Count goes 0-2. So a couple of inherited runners for Bryce Conley, and one has now scored. And Chia will take off the batting helmet, mop the brow so he gets his timeout, and steps back in. Pitch clock reset. Bryce Conley gets a tug on the rosin bag, fires it down to the base of the mound. A little puff of dust comes up. He is set to go with a count 0-2. Base is still full. Pitch by Conley. Ball ripped but foul. Left field side out of play. Backup breaking pitch that hung up a little bit, and Anchia ripped it and ripped it foul. So 4-2, Travelers lead. Two in the seventh, two here in the eighth. It's the bottom of the eighth in a tie game. Great chance for whoever the home team may be to really put pressure on, and they have done that. Pitch swung on, set in the center. It's a base hit. That will score two more, and the Travs are building the lead. It's a 6-2 game. Two-run single right up the middle, and Chia, who has driven in half of the Travelers' runs in this game. Imagine Anchia not hitting for average, but he has 33 runs batted in now in the season. In the score, Marlowe and Unroe stopping at second base is Scheffler. So the last of those runs goes to Matt Milburn. The run scored by Unroe goes to Bryce Conley, who reached on Bryce's fielding error. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. This has been an ugly inning for the Hounds. And a great one, of course, for the Travs. They got consecutive base hits, Shiner, Polkovich, and Marlowe. And that broke the tie, and they have now added three more. Big swing and a miss late getting around is Patrick Frick, the shortstop, and it's one ball, one strike. Bryce Conley set there is still, remember, just one out in this inning. Well, there should be two. Pitch up and in for a ball. It's 2-1. Last of the eighth in Arkansas now in, at least it would seem, at least some control, if not complete control of this game. It's a 6-2 contest. 2-1 stretch, pitched by Conley. Sails up and in, ball three. Three balls and one strike. Top of the order, Tanner Kerwer is waiting on deck. Delivery swung on and missed. Well, he comes back with a really strong fastball. This Bryce at 94 with movement on it. And to count 3-2. Let's see if the runners go here. Might roll the dice a little bit already. Yep, no, they bluffed. Bluff didn't go. Swing and a miss. When Conley came back, looked like he was angry when he threw that. I mean that figuratively, of course, a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, which he swung on and missed. And here is Tanner Kerwer. Kerwer in the ballgame. He's had a tough one. He's 0 for 4. He lined out sharply on a ball that Zach Gelob caught to end the third inning. Came with two out and a runner at third. He has struck out in his other three times at bat. Fouls this one away off to the right out of play. Down no balls and a strike. But damage done here. Travs have put a four spot on the board, breaking a two-all tie in the last half of inning number eight. Kerwer waits from the right side, 0-1 count. Takes, only called strike, just got there. Kerwer in absolute disbelief. Turned back and gawked, I think might be the word, at Jake Bruner for just a moment. 0-2 the count, breaking pitch that just got the outside corner. Still two men on, two men down, but four runs across. Pitch from Conley fouled back to the screen. And the count goes 0-2. Tanner Kerwer hitting .243 coming into the ballgame. Again, 0 for 4 in the contest with three whiffs. Conley set, hands at the letters, looks out at second base. Now kicks, comes to the plate. Backup delivery is ripped foul, well out of play, left field and beyond. Count stays 0-2. Travelers have batted around here in the eighth inning. Boy, talk about the home team with an opportunity to put pressure on, and my goodness, yes, they have. By the way, I'm not sure where the text is coming from, and I should recognize it, I think. The pitch swung on and looped toward the right field side, and it's going to drop a base hit. That'll score another. Again, that is just a little flare on an 0-2 pitch. Tanner Kerwer, that pitch looked down and in. I'm going to get a look at it on the replay. It looked down and in, and he just went down and got it and just sliced it. The same type of swing. Well, you know what? It stayed in. He fought it off. Sometimes from behind home plate, tough to get a look at up and down. It was certainly a pitch that he fought off. He did not hit it real hard, just flared it into right field, but that's enough to score a run. So it is 7-2, Travs. RBI for Kerwer. In the score from second is Scheffler. And around from first to third is Anchia. And Chris Smith, Rockhound's pitching coach, is going to come back out. So Hounds led this ball game 2-0 for a good length of time, but the Travs have really changed the complexion of this thing. They have scored 5 in the last of the 8th inning and are in command of this game to the tune of 7-2. First and third, 2 men down. And for Tanner Kerwer, that's just a really good at-bat. I mean, he really battled. He fouled off 2-0-2 pitches and then just looped it into right field. Very similar to, the swing that scored the first run. Runner goes from first. Defensive indifference. Crowd will react, but I don't believe that'll be a stolen base. Not sure if Tyler was holding him on. We'll have to see on that. I'll check the card. 1 ball and no strikes. The ball that Anchia hit, and again, that was back in the 7th. Check swing down and in. Did he go? Nope, did not. 2 balls, no strikes. Anchia just flared one into shallow right. That scored the first run of the game for the Travs in their 7th run of the game, the 5th here of the 8th inning. Same kind of deal, just a little flare into shallow right field. Got the job done. 2-0 to Deloach, big chopper out towards second. In the outfield, Grass Geloff, he'll set up, throwing down him by a step or so, and the inning is over, but the Travelers put a handful up here in the 8th inning. And Arkansas has taken command of this ball game. We'll go to the top of the 9th inning. Hounds need a handful to keep it going. Village Car Wash score, Travs 5, Rockhounds, Travs 7, Rockhounds 2.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
From the Travs bullpen, right-hander Travis Kuhn comes on to pitch. K-U-H-N is the last name. Not a save scenario, but he will try to slam the door and has, boy, a little bit of a, he's got margin for error. Let's put it that way. Score 7-2 as the Travelers score 5 to break the tie. They forge the tie in the 7th and they break it big time in the 8th. For Matt Milburn in this game, he will go a combined 1 inning. And, boy, just a rough night for Matt. He gives up 5 base hits, 3 runs all earned of his own, plus 2 inherited runners that scored. Did not walk a batter and struck out 2. Bryce Connolly, it's interesting they have him with an earned run. I guess that might be the case. I don't think so. I think both of his runs should be unearned, but we'll see if they will correct that. Here is a called strike to J.J. Schwarz in the top of the 9th inning underway, and the Hounds need a bunch. Schwarz, Davidson, and Soderstrom. Here in the 9th, J.J. takes down and away for a ball. Box score now corrected online. Connolly, 2 runs, none earned. And again, that's just was fairly easy. The first run he gave up was a man who reached on his fielding error. Pitch up and in, 2-1, and the inning should have been over before that last run scored from a scoring standpoint. So 2 runs, both unearned for Bryce, but still very frustrating night. Backup pitch gets there. Count is 2-2 to J.J. He's 1-for-3 in the game. He singled and scored in the 4th inning. Both starting pitchers outstanding. Bryce Miller, 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 1 walk, 10 strikeouts. Ty Dameron, 6 1/3, 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. 2-2 pitch. And that'll get him called third strike, and I think J.J. knew it. He'll walk away. Fastball to 96 from Kuhn. Boy, and that is strikeout number 16 for Trav's pitching. Travelers pitching has really dominated this game with the exception of that little stretch in the fourth inning. Here's Logan Davidson, who drove in the first run of the game with a double. He's 1 for 3. RBI double, 2 strikeouts. Takes up high for a ball from right-hander Travis Kuhn. Well, he has been solid and then some out of the bullpen. 34 appearances, 2.34 ERA. Delivers high for a ball here. And the Travs, and we'll explore it a little bit more as this series goes along, but talking with Stephen Davis, the outstanding voice of the Travs, former voice of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Pitch down and in for a ball. It's 3 balls, no strikes. But the Travs were really struggling to swing the bats early. Their pitching was off the charts. Then the batting kind of came back around. They were the highest scoring team in the league over about a 5-week stretch. I think we commented on that a couple of times in watching the out-of-town scoreboard. But the pitching, at least overall, struggled a bit. Backdoor pitch, high and away, ball 4. So Logan Davidson with a base on balls. One on, and here's Tyler Soderstrom. And, yep, he is now a member of the Rockhounds. Tyler up from advanced single-A Lansing. We were told, in fact, at a winter sports banquet, we were told that we might see Tyler before this season was out. About a guy who was right on schedule to reach the show. He is only 20 years of age. Catcher, first baseman. Picks a breaking pitch for a called strike. It's 0-1. The A's drafted an outstanding young catcher in the July draft just concluded and acquired Shane Langeliers via trade from Atlanta. He's been outstanding at AAA. Bouncer foul, it's 0-2. Langeliers, in fact, now along with Zach Geloff, one of the top two or three prospects, and Tyler Soderstrom is part of that list as well. They basically kind of a 1-2-3 any way you look at it. And Tyler rated by Baseball America at the moment the number 33 prospect in the entire game. Swing and a miss. He's out on strikes this time. And said it before, he's going to have a high strikeout rate. I don't think there's much doubt. He struck out all 3 times in this game. But it'll be really intriguing to watch and see if that number in terms of strikeouts per at-bat, or more accurately, at-bats per strikeout, if that number goes down a little bit as he gets his feet wet here at Double A. That's a maturation process. And an RBI, 0-for-3 sack fly for Tyler in his Double-A debut. Brett Harris takes down and away for ball 1. And Tyler is not alone tonight. That is 17 strikeouts for Trav's pitching. Pitch up and away for a ball, and count is 2-0. They really struggled to hit the ball, did the Travs, early in the season. And they didn't have much success at all tonight until late in the game. Had only 2 base hits through 6 innings, but they broke it open. Tied it in the 7th, broke it open in the 8th. And now 2 down here in the 9th, and Brett Harris waits. Pitch up and away for a ball. Count is 3-0. Brett is 1-for-3 with a bunt single. Dropped that down in the 7th inning. A couple of strikeouts prior to it. Really liked that thinking at the time. It was a 2-0 game of the Rockhounds on top. Again, Hounds, except in the 4th inning, just have not had much of anything going. And you know, Brett dropped down a really nice bunt single. 3-0 the count here. Pitch way outside. Ball 4. So 2 walks and 2 whiffs here in the 9th inning for Travis Kuhn. And the batter is Shane Selman. He's 0-for-3. Couple of strikeouts and a fly ball to left. And catcher Jake Chia will go out for a visit. That will be joined by the second baseman, Polkovic. So 2 men on, 2 men down. Shane Selman, the batter. Rockhounds, of course, their last time on the road. Definitely a 10-2 road trip. You don't see those very often at all. This one, as we have mentioned, will be against a couple of Northern Division opponents in the North Division. Travelers, of course, here. Then the Tulsa Drillers. These teams will meet for six games in late August through the first weekend in September at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Boy, I'd be curious to see where things stand by that time. Travis Kuhn with the first pitch, swung on and fouled away off Shane Selman's bat. Way high in the air, way off to the right, 0-1 the count, no balls and a strike. At a second baseball handed to Anchia, the catcher. He dropped it onto the dirt, and they just kicked it over to the Arkansas dugout on the first base side. Boy, ball touches the dirt, and it gets thrown out right away. Modern baseball. Ooh, pitch up and into that hit. Shane Selman got him way up high in the back. Don't think it got the helmet, so the bases are full. Two men are out. The batter will be Marty Bettina. So for Travis Kuhn, he has two strikeouts, two walks, and a hit batsman here in the ninth. Marty Bettina now, top of the order. Zach Geloff waiting on deck. Zach, of course, the leadoff guy, but he's got a lot of pop. First pitch, he is up and in for a ball to Marty. So one ball and no strikes to Bettina. Marty, right-handed hitter. With the bases full, pitch way up high, ball 2-0. Obviously, the Travs are still in control of the game, that's for certain. There are two men down in the inning, but it's the kind of inning that makes the home crowd get a little antsy. Two strikeouts, two walks, hit by pitch. Bettina waits, 2-0 pitch, and that's inside. That's ball three. That almost hit him, and Marty really didn't move very much. That's pretty heady, pretty brave and pretty heady. So, bases full, 3-0 count. 27 cents and two Cheerios. Box top says he's not swinging. He's not. Pitches high, ball four, and Kuhn is forced in a run. Zach Geloff is now the tying run in this game. The RBI for Bettina is 22nd. It comes on a four-pitch walk. Logan Davidson scores, and that's going to bring a visit to the mound. And as mentioned, Zach Geloff is the leadoff guy. He's the top of the order, but he's not your usual leadoff guy in that sense. He's a batter with a whole bunch of power. So it is Geloff who is 0 for 4 in the ballgame. As he comes up to the dish here, it is a 7-3 game, and bases are loaded. Jake Bruner will walk out toward the mound and eventually break up the conversation, which is at this point fairly lengthy. Sean McGrath is the pitching coach. Colin Cowgill, former player, is the manager this season for the Travelers, and they are the Mariners' AA affiliate. So here is Zach Geloff, and at least potentially it gets interesting. 7-3, bases loaded, top of the ninth. Zach Geloff is the batter. Bettina is at first. Selman is at second. Harris at third. One run in. Kuhn's pitch misses inside, ball one. I don't think panic is the word right now among the stands, but concern. Here's the stretch and pitch to Zach. Takes that on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike to the Hounds second baseman. Crowd reacting. The stretch and pitch by Kuhn. Backup pitch, and that got there. Called strike. Was it? Geloff in some disbelief. 1-2. Pitch looked like it might have stayed up and in. At least that's what Zach thought. So now it's 1-2. And once again, game to the brink. 1-2 pitch by Kuhn. That's high. That's 2-2. Zach takes a big, deep breath as he steps out. Bases full, 7-3 game, two out of the ninth inning. Two balls, two strikes, Zach Geloff at the plate. Travis Kuhn comes set, 2-2 pitch. Line drive left center field, base hit. Hound's not going to go gentle into that good night. That is going to put runners at second and third, I believe. Geloff trying to get to second, and he does. Hustle double. Zach Geloff drives in two. And it's 7-5. And the tying runs are in scoring position, and Travis Kuhn is going to come out of this game. Well, you love that. Whether or not it is enough when all is said and done, well, Rockhounds get up off the deck here in the ninth inning. Geloff with a two-run hustle double. And, well, you've got to make your mind up early that you're going for two. And remember, if he's thrown out, game's over. Instead, it's Geloff at second. It's Bikina at third. And the Travelers, and boy, the last thing they wanted to do is go back to the bullpen here in the ninth inning, leading 7-2 when the inning began. And for Travis Kuhn, if you want a frustrating line, he comes out of the game. That's the first hit he has given up. But he walked three. He struck out two. He hit one batter. And so the Travs have to go to the bullpen in a save situation. It's 7-5 with two outs in the top of the ninth inning and runners at second and third. I was trying to spot the new pitcher and realized he hadn't yet jogged into the mound. I was looking at the conglomeration on the mound. It'll be Rob Kaminsky, who is a right-hander. Check me, left-hander, I believe, is Kaminsky. Let me make sure. That left-hander, yep, sure is. It is Rob Kaminsky. So he will face Devin Foyle, who's a left-handed hitter. So I think that one would certainly think probably two reasons for the pitching change here. Kuhn just not effective at all, or very, very little. And you get a lefty-lefty, and you have two left-handed hitters. One at the plate, one on deck if the inning is extended. So Kaminsky will begin his warm-ups with the bearded left-hander. I mentioned I got a text a few moments ago. When I switched over to a new phone a while back, my contact list did not transfer. So sometimes, as is the case here, I just get a phone number. And it's from Stephen Davis. And I was saying that the paid attendance here is 6,444. I didn't think it looks like it was in that ballpark, pun intended. But, of course, that is paid attendance. That's what we have. I was thinking I got attendance from somewhere that we weren't, but that is what they are listing here tonight, 6,444. As Rob Kaminsky will conclude his warm-up tosses. Rob coming into this game 2-1, 24 appearances, an ERA of 6.48. Numbers otherwise really don't quite support that. 29 hits in 25 innings, but that's not much over a hit per inning. 12 walks, 24 strikeouts. And he is on to try to close it with two outs in the ninth inning, and the batter is Devin Foyle. He's 1-for-4. Devin takes. That's a strike. It's 0-1. Second and third, two men out. Geloff, remember, runs well. He's the runner at second. Devin set to go. Two-run game. Pitch swung on, fouled off, and now it is 0-2. So now all the pressure on the Rockhounds left fielder. They shade him up the middle solidly with the shortstop, Patrick Frick. 0-2, two outs, tying runs in scoring position, top of the ninth inning. Kaminsky comes set and now steps away. Hounds with a three spot here in the ninth. Devin pushing that bat back and forth a couple of times. Left-handed hitter against the left-hander, Kaminsky. Comes set, delivers, backup pitch almost hit him, went right over the top of the batting helmet. It's a breaking pitch that just slipped away, and the count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Bases loaded walk, Marty Bikina. Two-run doubled in the gap to left center by Zach Geloff. A 7-2 game is now 7-5. Second and third, two out, top of the ninth inning. Stretch, kick, and pitch to Devin, and he jammed him. He fought it off and fouled it off. He hangs in there. It's still 1-2. When I mean he fought that off. 1-2 count to the Rockhounds left fielder. Outfield is shallow all the way around. Devin waits. Kaminsky with his sign. Comes set. Leg kick. Pitch on the way. Chopper out towards second base. Long hop. Handled. Throw is in time. Ball game is over. Nicely handled by Polkovich at second base. Long, high, deep hop. And he makes the play. Well, it's one of those, let's face it, the Travs won the ball game, and the Rockhounds, the bullpen, really, really struggled in this game. Matt Milburn and Bryce Conley. But one thing that you really do like about this game was that the Rockhounds, who looked like they were pretty well finished at 7-2 going to the ninth, came back and got within 7-5 and were in position to maybe do a little bit more, had second and third with two outs in the ninth inning. But Kaminsky will come in, and with one out, he will get the save. So the Travs tie it in the seventh, break the tie in the eighth, hold on to win it. And that will do the opener of this six-game set. Travs win it by the final score of 7-5. Gentlemen, one and all, this Bud and this Michelob Ultra are for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, it's 5 runs on 6 base hits and 2 errors charged on the Hounds. Correct my card here. For 1 plus 1 is 1. Yeah, that's real. There's your baseball Monday arithmetic right there. 5-6-2 for the Rockhounds in this game. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Travs. 7-9-0. The winner will be Colin Kober for Arkansas. Kober is now 4-0. The loss and the blown save go to Matt Milburn. He falls to 3-7. And Rob Kaminsky will get the final out, and that is his first save of the season. 2 hours, 51 minutes, so that's kind of a throwback game. 2:51 time, and again, the paid attendance here tonight was 6,444. Rockhounds will fall now to 19-9 in the second half. Travelers will improve to 11-17. Again, it's been a really up-and-down season for Arkansas. At times, they have really played some good baseball, and they get the win here in the opener of this six-game series at Dickie Stevens Park. Boy, a ball game that had a little bit of everything. Both starting pitchers, will recap it very briefly coming up. Both the starting pitchers really, really good in this ball game. Arkansas 7 and the Rockhounds 5, and that is our final Village Car Wash score of the game from Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas.
We know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the MyHEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Well, starting pitchers in this game were really good. And we mentioned from a collegiate standpoint, Bryce Miller, Texas A&M, Ty Dameron, Texas Tech. Ty gave up one hit fewer. Miller had by far more strikeouts. And again, that's part of what he does. He really throws hard. Hit 100 miles an hour. Hit 101, according to the reading here at the ballpark. during the course of this ball game. So both starters are really good. The bulk of the offense coming against the respective bullpens late in this game. Rockhounds break a scoreless tie in the fourth inning on a single by Kyle McCann, a single by J.J. Schwarz, then an RBI double Logan Davidson, and Tyler Soderstrom, and while he went 0-for-3, three strikeouts in his double-A debut, sacrifice fly, and didn't miss his first double-A home run by all that much. Sac fly to right field, drove in the second run of the fourth inning, and the Rockhounds led it 2-0. Miller would complete six innings. He gave up those two runs on the three consecutive hits. Those were the only hits he gave up in the game. He walked one batter, and he struck out 10. It was still 2-0 going to the seventh, and we mentioned a stat that Ty Dameron, when he went three balls and no strikes to open the seventh inning, and that was against Caden Polkovich, that was the first time he had gone 2-0 in the ballgame, much less 3-0. And wouldn't you know, he walks the first two batters of the seventh, and they will both eventually score. One replaced on a fielder's choice, but it is the two walks that will eventually come across. He went in one out into the seventh, left with two on and one man down. Matt Milburn just had a tough, tough night on the mound. Gave up the little flare single to Jake Anchia into right field, scored the first run. Patrick Frick tied it with a line drive single to left field in the seventh. In the eighth inning, the Travelers will take the lead in this game with one man down. Jake Shiner with a single. Caden Polkovich with a single. Cade Marlowe makes it back-to-back-to-back, and he will drive in the tie-breaking run, made it a 3-2 game. Bryce Connolly relieves Matt Milburn, and he has a miscue defensively on a bunt by Riley Unroe. Unroe will reach on an error. Matt Scheffler draws a bases-loaded walk, made it 4-2. Jake Anchia again, this time an 0-2 count, fouled a couple away, and singles to center field. That made it a 6-2 game, and Tanner Kerwer with a little flare into right field, and that came on an 0-2 pitch. So when you go back and look at the final, it's 7-5. The winning runs in this game both came on 0-2 base hits. Jake Anchia, the single to center, and Kerwer, the little flare to right field. That scored what will be the seventh run. So the winning runs scoring on 0-2 counts, and oh my, that'll just drive you nuts. Rockhounds, though, come back in the ninth inning. Travis Kuhn on to pitch. Strikes out J.J. Schwarz looking. Logan Davidson draws a walk. Tyler Soderstrom strikes out, so it's one on and two man down. But Brett Harris walks. Shane Selman hit by a pitch and loads him up. Marty Bacchino walks on four pitches, forces home a run at 7-3. Zach Gulloff rips a hustle double to left center field, scores two, and puts the tying runs in scoring position. But Rob Kaminsky comes on and will get the ground out to Devin Foyle, and that will end the ballgame. Rockhounds rally back with three in the ninth, but that is where the rally will end. Other numbers we gave you are correct. 5-6-2 for the Hounds, 7-9-0 for the Travelers in this game. Kober gets the win, Matt Milburn the loss, and Rob Kaminsky will pick up the save. So the Hounds road trip begins in a, boy, kind of a back-and-forth game, really a tale of two games, the starting pitchers and then everything else from that point on. 6:35 is our first pitch tomorrow and again on Thursday for the second and third games of this six-game series between the Rockhounds and the Arkansas Travelers. Thanks so much for coming on board tonight. Much appreciated, as always. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards here in North Little Rock, Arkansas, where the Travelers win the opener of the series by the final score of 7-5. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow evening. And until then, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Jackson. And goodnight from North Little Rock, Arkansas.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.